Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire tour? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song.
Whoa.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, and just welcome you guys for joining me here live in The Remix this morning, tonight. Depending on what time it is and whatever part of the world, I want to say peace and greetings and welcome to you all out there for joining us here. I want to give out the call-in number, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's going to get you locked in. And if you want, the chat room is open, and you are certainly free to come on over and join us in the chat room. I see you guys getting yourselves all lined up on the phone lines as well as chat, so you're welcome to come on over. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and you can come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us in the forum for the very first time, let me be the first to welcome you here. And also let you know that you can sign up. Just click the button at the very bottom. Tell us who you are. Yeah, tell us who you are, and come on in chat. The Remix family is in there, and they are sure to make you feel right at home. So peace and greetings to you guys out there. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Wow, look at all of you still up. I'm going to go check in with our international family in just a moment to see who is still up and about to join us here in The Remix. So peace and greetings to you guys. Welcome to The Remix. Tonight we're going to be chatting and chilling and doing what we do in The Remix. You know how we do. It's Remix style. I don't know about you guys, but what a week. Like, really, what a week. What an amazing, wonderful week it was this week. It was a busy week. And for most people that I talked to in the sessions or I spoke to on Facebook or on Twitter, it was an amazing, amazing week. It was a busy week for all of us. Everybody is really getting into their work and doing so much. It's just the time to really kind of celebrate this energy. Creative bursts are going on all over the galaxy. The solar flares have moved themselves into position, and all kinds of things are happening. And so it's so good to be here tonight. I had a busy day today, and I also had a busy night, you know. And as I was running around, I had an opportunity to check in with some of you guys, and I just love your Twitter messages and your Facebook messages. that really was one of the things that really just said, hey, let's do The Remix tonight. So it's so good to see you guys in the house and see you guys with me right here in the forum. All right. Someone's asking me questions. Give me just a moment. Just a moment, you guys. All right. Okay, so as we get ready to get into the show, we're going to dance. We're going to do all of that good stuff, everything that we do here in The Remix. It's going to be chat and chill. So we're kind of open. I want to hear from you guys. If you're up, the phone lines is definitely where you want to be. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We have some things that we do need to cover tonight. We'll talk about those this morning as well. And get into the chat and chill here with the Remix family. And, yeah, that's what we're going to do. It's so good. It's Friday night. Can you guys believe? Wow. Tomorrow's Saturday? Saturday already. We're already in the middle of the month. All right. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, listen to some music, and get right into the share. Right into the share. Welcome to the remix, everyone.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys. That's right. It's so true. If nothing else moves you, life will. And so I see you guys already have questions. If you do, get on the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines, and we'll go from there. We're going to talk about self-invested as well as talk about some of the things, the events that's going on this weekend. You know, Nancy Lockhart is having her share of events this weekend as well. And so Saturday, she's going to have the Taking Care of Business with Nancy Lockhart before she embarks on her journey and takes herself out into the world. She'll be going into law school, and she's going to be covering everything in this workshop. The great thing about it, you get to keep it for life. And tonight, we're actually going to be giving away some tickets, giving away some spots to join this workshop tonight. So we'll be giving that away as well, too, during the share here. So peace and greetings to everyone. It's so good to have you guys in the house tonight joining me here. I kind of feel like, you know, just kind of chilling out, relaxed, got my sweats on, you know, got my furry slippers and, you know, just kind of chilling, just kind of relaxing and just kind of hanging out with the Remix family. And what could be better on a Friday night? We're going to talk about some other things also as we get into the share tonight. So let's see here. Give me one moment. Let's see. Welcome, 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 you guys. Welcome to the Remix. Don't forget, if you're listening to the show tonight, as well as any night, that you definitely can download. You can download this show as well as all of the other Remix shows just by coming on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and clicking, if you have any kind of iTunes device or anything that supports iTunes, clicking the little purple sign of the iTunes device, and you'll be able to download the shows that way. You can also listen right here. You can download directly to your PC, put it on your MP3 device, and take it with you. And so there's hundreds upon hundreds of shows that you can go back into the archives, and you can listen until your heart's content. And I know you guys are doing that in a very, very big way. A very, very big way. Peace and greetings to you. Welcome to the Remix, everyone. Oh, it's so good for you guys to be in the house with me here tonight. We're going to be doing some chatting and chilling tonight, just kind of sitting back, chatting and chilling, doing a little bit of reflecting, talking about some of the things that are going on and things that are happening as well. It's been a very, very busy week for me. Baby Blue is getting ready to go back to school, like many of you guys are getting ready to go back to school, or you have children who are already back in school or getting ready to go back in school. So was doing a lot of moving around today, a whole lot of moving around today, and just having some fun, you know, fun in the sun, fun in the city, and just kind of being out and about. So this week, I want to talk about some of the readings this week because they were amazing. I had a chance to meet with you guys one-on-one and talk with you up close and personal. that's always a beautiful thing. It's a big part of the work. It's definitely what I live for. And just to hear what's going on in your world and sharing that energy between ourselves there. Also, the other thing is just connecting with you guys on Twitter. You sent me some amazing things going on in your world on Twitter and sharing how you know your magic and being a magic maker and posting things on Facebook. I don't get a chance to get over there all the time, but I always peek in. I always peek in, always try to read the comments, post the comments, and feel the energy over there. So I love connecting with you guys through all of those different mediums and hearing what's going on in your world, because that is important as well. That is important as well. So welcome. If you're just now joining us, I see you over there. I want to say welcome to you, and welcome to the remix this morning, tonight, as Griffin would say, from Jamaica. Good morning, good night. We're going to cover everything here today because so many of you are listening from around the world. And we're just chatting and chilling tonight. So there's so many different things that we can begin to talk about. The priestesshood was this week, and it was amazing. Again, working with some sisters, some of the most powerful sisters on the planet, and just doing our work and doing it in a big way in the priestesshood as well. Self-invested, self-invested going down as well, had a lot of that going on, all kinds of things just going on. And oh, by the way, if you guys did not hear the share on last week, Sunday night, you're in for a big treat. Siba Haru was on, and it's always a treat when Siba Haru visits us in the remix, and he was speaking about the goddess history. And so definitely that's a show for you to download as well. So yeah, I said we were going to dance, and we are. We're going to dance. We're going to see who else is kind of out there. I see you guys are kind of trickling yourself in. This is sort of kind of one of our, you know, our soulful, inspired shows, because that's what it's about. It's about being inspired. Tonight I was inspired to do the show a little later than normal, and so it's so good to just have you guys here with me, you know, to have you here with me. So we're going to listen to some music just as we get ready to get into the share. we're going to listen to some music as we get ready to get into the share tonight. And Blog Talk's doing its own thing over here. Trust and believe, you guys. But it's all good. It's all good because we're in the remix. And I want to talk about a very special gift I got this week, too. I want to talk about that. Yeah, got a lot of things to talk about. It's the weekend. So if you guys want to order your Know Your Magic psychic deck, this is definitely today the day to do it. Because the orders go in on, as you know, they go in on Sunday night. And I want to say thank you. If you guys have the Kim deck, I definitely want you to go and, yeah, put those comments up. Many of you have. Many of you have. I'm trying to find what I have here, you guys. Okay, let's see. Let's see if we can do this. Yeah. Give me 1 second, you guys. Thank you, guys. It's so good to have you here. Don't forget the workshop with Nancy Lockhart is this weekend. If you're interested in being a part of the workshop, you definitely need to contact Nancy at thewrongfulconviction@gmail.com, and you'll be able to get in touch with her there. You'll be able to get in touch with her there. So let's see.
and I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Whoa.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio.
Here
can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guests promote herself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
title of that's I Only Want to Give It to You by Elle and J. Cole. Love that jam right there. Peace and greetings to you guys, and welcome to the remix. We're chatting and chilling tonight, just kind of sitting back and relaxing. I want to welcome our international family in the house, as well as all of you in the remix family. Peace and greetings to you, and love to you for joining us here live in the forum tonight. No matter what time of night it is, no matter what time of morning it is, I just hope that the sun or the moon is shining bright in your world. We're going to open up the phone lines. I want to hear from you guys and see what's going on, and so that we can chat and chill about some of the things that are going on with you. If you guys have some questions, we can definitely do that as well. I'll be open to some questions. We can do some questions, do some readings. We can do that too. Or we can sit back and chill and just talk about some of the things that are happening. So much going on. I want to encourage all of you, if you're a part of Self-Invested, to definitely keep yourself self-invested. If you want to find out more about how you can become self-invested or your family, email me at questionforblue@gmail.com, and we'll send you over all of the details. Again, it's just been an amazing week this week. I really can't put it into words. So much going on, so much creativity, so many changes, so much growth, so much love, so much understanding, just so much peace, and it should be that way. So we have other things that we'll be talking about. Again, we're just kind of chatting and chilling. I know all the babies are probably in the bed, or they should be, and we can just hang out and do our thing here, as grown folks do, and definitely do it for love, do it with love and for love. Lots of rain going on all over the country as well, too. Lots of rain going on. It's raining. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go to the phone lines, because it looks like we already have some of you guys on the phone lines tonight. So I'm going to go to the phone lines calling in. It looks like calling in Infinite Art. It looks like calling in. Greetings.
Hi, Miss Lou. Can you hear me?
I certainly can. Who's on the line, please?
This is Kendra. I'm calling from New York.
Okay. Greetings, Kendra, from New York. Welcome to Chat and Chill.
Thank you. I'm so nervous.
Why?
I don't know. I get nervous when I talk to you.
No need to get nervous. Absolutely no need to get nervous when you talk to me. Did you call in for any particular reason tonight, or you just kind of wanted to see if you can get in?
No, I did call in for a reason. I've been thinking about calling in for a few weeks.
Okay.
I'm trying to plan some changes in my life, and I'm nervous about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just hoping if you could just give me
We can
some
take a
guidance.
Peek at it.
I wanna make a move, and feels right to me. I need it's not just the practical, but it is the practical, and it is the, you know, just whatever can make it go smoothly and have me stay.
Right. Well, I'll tell you this. One of the things around you, you have a lot of earth energy around you. Of course, we know we're made up of all of the elements from the earth, you know, all of those energies. But you have a lot of earth energy around you. In fact, I even see sort of this new place that you're going to be in it would allow you to be closer to nature. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
I would love that so much. That's one of the things I imagine. Yeah.
So right now, one of the things I'll tell you about, it's kind of like when I get into your energy and take a look forward from your higher self and really just kind of looking at this, of the direction you're moving in, it really is going to take strength. I want you to think about it. If you've ever climbed up a hill, and you know how it is when you're climbing a hill, actually you would think that sort of when you get ready to get to the top of the hill, like that's where you need the most strength at. Most people think like, wow, when I get to the top of the mountain, this is when I really got to kind of dig in deep. Or really when you begin to start, just even the courage to be facing sort of this thing that is a mountain. You know, you can look at sort of the future of yourself as going into the mountain. But actually, it's really going to be on the middle of this journey where you're going to have the strength really to carry you through. This is something that I see that you've attempted to do before, but you never followed through. Is that correct?
I've been wanting to move for a long time, yeah.
Yeah. It feels really, really good. The main thing that you're going to have to do, and this can be kind of challenging for you, is that you have to set a plan in motion. And so it's really going to take you some planning to get things in place, to get things lined up, and really, really do the groundwork. I kind of see you as running around the town, being sort of the announcer, like saying, hey, everybody, I'm moving. Hey, everybody, I'm moving. And you get so caught up in, She's moving that you never move.
Yeah, I have to stop telling people because I'm like, I don't want to disperse the energy like that.
Yes.
I need to just
right.
make it happen and not be telling people.
That's right. So I want you to take all of those things and begin to internalize them and take them within yourself and really set yourself up a plan. You know, set yourself up with a plan and remove a time constraint out of the way. Even though forecasting things sometimes it's good to say, I want this to happen in 6 months, in 7 months, in maybe a year or maybe 2 years or that. One of the things that I hate, I really, really hate, and I don't use that often, it seems like whenever I put a date or time on something, it sucks. Like, it sucks so bad, and, like, something comes up, and it doesn't happen, you know? So I want you to move outside of those constraints, but I do want you to make some tangible steps forward so that you can see it. So even if that is maybe planning to take a trip to go explore different places that you want to move and that you want to make this change, start to think about what you are going to be doing, how you're going to support yourself, and get into sort of that perspective. I call it Milky Way dreaming, and one of the things you can do is you can pull up sort of a picture of the Milky Way and do some meditations and go into the Milky Way and begin to pull your answers out. You're really, really good when it comes to the dream side of things and taking this into the dream side, and it shows, you know, that this is almost going to be like a waterfall for you. It's going to be effortless. When you're ready to take that step and you're ready to move it, everything lines itself up. It's going to feel right. It's going to happen right. It's not going to be any bumps or anything in the way. But the key for you, that foundation, is planning. And that's kind of a tough one for you. But really planning and then executing on that plan and moving yourself forward.
Do you think it would be best to... I'm wondering about even the first steps of, like, just subleasing
it. I know what you're
saying.
Then I'm... Yeah, you're really
with
not
the time,
even sure. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
With the time constraints, I mean, I would like it to be open. My lease is up in November, and I'd rather
mm-hmm.
not renew it for another year if I move before that and have to
right.
be responsible. You know what I mean?
Right. So here's the thing. I want you to not put your move on your lease time restraint, even though you know your lease is up and you know regardless of what you do, you don't want to stay where you are, correct?
Yeah.
So look at it from that perspective because it takes that extra pressure off of you. So look at it like you're moving. Start
mm-hmm.
to plan like you're moving. You understand? And begin to start moving yourself forward. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you're going to get caught up in November, 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 and next thing you know, it's going to be November, and nothing has gotten done.
Okay.
So you have to start with that planning, and there your mind goes again. Your mind is kind of like in overdrive. and it's already thinking this can't happen before November. So it's almost like you're self-sabotaging yourself before you take steps to do it. And so this is why the planning stage, getting into visualization with it, is really going to help you to overcome those obstacles. So that you can see it happening as opposed to see why it's not going to happen.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Yep. Well, thank you for calling in. See, that wasn't bad at all.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
All right, you're welcome. Hold the line. Peace and love. Peace and love. Moving is always one of those things that's a little tricky. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 314, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, greetings. I knew I was going to get through. This is Louis from St. Louis. First-time caller. Been listening to you for a minute, though. How you doing?
Oh, okay. I'm wonderful.
Great. This is okay. All right. I only had some questions about how my chakras were looking and about my spirit guides around me. Those are really my only two questions.
Okay, so tell me again what your question is, Louis.
What can I do to open up my chakras? And also, I have some questions about my spirit guides, how many I had around me, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me ask you a question before we start, because I really am all about empowerment. And really starting that from the beginning, what makes you think your chakras are all closed?
It's nothing like in particular that I feel they're all closed. I'm just assuming that they're not all open.
Okay. And what would make you feel that your chakras are not all open? I mean, it was your question, so that's why I'm asking you. You know, you came on and said, I want to know how can I open my chakras, which would mean that you feel that your chakras were closed. Who told you your chakras were all closed? Who told you that? His call dropped. I guess he'll call back in. We'll go to the next caller. That was going to get real interesting. I wanted to answer that. So, Louis, if you're there. Oh, I think you are. Let's see. Greetings. Is that you?
Yeah, hello. Oh, yeah, I got disconnected somehow. But
okay,
I'm back.
Well, it wasn't somehow. It showed your call drop. So who told you that your chakras were all closed?
Well, nobody in particular told me that my chakras were closed. I'm just going off of me trying to improve myself to the best of my abilities. And, you know, that's a gradual process for me. You know, I just really became conscious a year ago. So I'm really just on this process. Evolving and continuing to improve myself, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And who better to go to than Miss Blue to get my answers?
Well, you know, I definitely thank you for that and welcome you to your newfound journey. Again, I want to take you back to that question. What do you feel is closed? You said you're trying to improve yourself. What are you trying to improve yourself on? I want you to talk to me about that because you need to be the first part when it comes to understanding who we are, elevating ourselves and our consciousness, is I don't believe anybody is free-falling. And one of the things that I know for sure that what I do, you can do, and everybody can do. We all can do it. It's not different in that kind of way. But first, it's about taking ownership. And so I noticed that you said, well, you know, no one in particular per se told me that anything was closed. So just be completely honest about what you're feeling about your life and where you are that would make you think that your chakras were closed. Because you got that from somewhere.
Well, I'm just assuming that they're not all open.
Okay, well, here's one of the things. I'm going to tell you what my daddy told me about assume. When you assume, A-S-S-U-M-E, you make a ass out of me and you. So don't assume. Don't assume. But here's one of the things I do want to talk to you about, because I don't see this too often, but I see this around you. And I want to talk to you about this, because this has a lot to do with what's going on with you, what has been going on with you for your whole complete life. And this has a lot to do with karma. Not in the sense of wrong or right, not that kind of karma, but this is about a lot of stuff that you have done to people. And so now that you got yourself in a certain position, you want to know, is this shit going to come back on me?
I don't know. Keep going. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know about what I've done to anybody.
Mm-hmm. So you've done nothing to no one. Absolutely nothing. And can you please take me off speakerphone?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
I don't know. I feel like I'm a pretty generous, you know.
Of course.
Fun-loving, nice
course.
Guy.
But what does that have to do with some of the choices and decisions you've made in your life that have impacted other people greatly?
I'd have to think. Like, I don't know what I've done that would have affected someone negatively for me to receiving karma.
No. That's not what karma is. That's not what it is. That is definitely not the sense of karma I'm talking about. Tell me about your connection with your father.
Oh, me and my dad, we really just got really close since I came back, since I graduated from school in 2012 and I came back home.
Congratulations.
And, thank you. He just got out the hospital. Maybe like 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've pretty much been his right hand man since
mm-hmm.
I came back
and
home.
And before that?
Before that, I don't know where I was, where my head was. Because, like I said, I just got conscious. And then at the same time, I'm getting conscious. I'm seeing flashes of light. And then my deceased family members are coming.
No. Before that, though, where were you and your father's relationship?
I think it was good, but it wasn't, you know, as I didn't feel the connection like I feel now. You know, like I said, I had a different mindset. I was kind of focused on myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of self-centered.
More self-centered. So would you say that you being self-centered had something to do with the relationship between you two?
I think so. Me going away to school, you know, first I went away to New Orleans, got caught in Hurricane Katrina, then I came back to St. Louis, and then I went to Illinois to go to school, and I was just trying to, you know, be on my own, really, you know, distance mm-hmm. myself from everybody and just really
distance yourself. Why would you need to? Why would you need to distance yourself from your family?
I was just I just needed some space.
Mm-hmm. The reason I wanted to
when you go to school, mm-hmm. when you go off to college, you
yeah, you do that, but you don't necessarily have to distance yourself. That's a part of life and growing up and being on your own, but still being very much connected. That's something completely different. But I want you to be honest. What are you looking to prove? Because you had something to prove to your father, and that's what you set out to do.
Okay. Well, also, when I went to school, I ended up joining a fraternity. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. I don't want you to guess at this because you know good and well that your whole thing of leaving was because you really didn't want to hear sort of the guidance or advice or whatever you want to say that your father was giving you.
True.
And that's why
okay.
you left. That's why you left. So the reason when you say you want to grow and you want to evolve, then you have to be honest. You understand? You're not going to get there. And certainly you're not going to get there by trying to play this game with me like you have no clue, like you and your dad were close and you have no clue what that's about. You know exactly
well,
what it's about.
Well, bringing up
you
stuff
understand
that I never
what I'm
really
saying?
Contemplated. Yeah, I do understand.
No, you thought about it. Yes, you did. That was your driving force. It's absolutely
okay.
nothing wrong with your chakras. It's about your lying. That's what's not allowing you to evolve. Now, you may not think that's a lie, but that's a lie.
Okay.
But there's nothing wrong with your chakra. It's about you lying. Be honest. You and your father have a beautiful relationship now. Don't allow a lie to mess it up. The truth of the matter is that's one of the things that got you out on your own because you didn't want to deal with it. You wanted to distance yourself from your family, and you wanted to prove that you could stand on your own two feet.
True.
If you cannot be honest about that, and I really want you to get this, because this is going to help you on your path. See, now you're back, and it's kind of like in the movie The Color Purple. Where the sister, what's her name, Suge, was standing there, and her dad was coming down with the caravan, and she says, I'm married now. Look, I'm married. That's you when you came back home. Look at me. I done been on my own. I've been taking care of myself. I've been in school. I've been doing the damn thing. So that's why you're back. This is why. Your father hasn't changed who he is. You changed.
True.
You
True.
Changed.
Well, I actually didn't even want to come back.
Yes.
But I actually didn't even want to come back home, really.
No, not permanently, but you damn sure wanted to come and say, I'm married now. You wanted to do that. You wanted to come back
okay.
and show them, which is not a bad thing, the man that you become. You did
honestly,
want to do that.
Honestly, it seems like I've made more changes since I've been home than when I left.
That's right. And you know why? Because you're home and you have something with you. You understand that you didn't have before. Of course, you can make more changes. You see, you left home on a lie, and now you're back. Of course you can make changes. You can do all kinds of things now. You can keep growing your spirituality. You can even see how you and your dad are alike. You can see how y'all think alike. You can see the connection. And here's the kicker.
You're right.
Now, you can tell him something. See, you couldn't see that before. But this is a lesson for a lot of young people, particularly a lot of brothers out there, too. Because sometimes when we're young adults and our parents are telling us things of wisdom, and even though they may not be as elevated or be where we think we need to be, they can always give you something that you need, because this is your family you chose. This is your soul group. You will be home, and you will stay home until you get the lesson. So you're home now, and you're going to stay there until you get that lesson. That's why you're back. That's the real reason you're back. But don't screw it up with a lie. You're not confused at all. You're not confused. You know exactly what that relationship was like before you left, and you know how beautiful it is now. Don't screw that up by lying. You want to elevate yourself. You want to elevate your consciousness. Stay in your truth. Stay in your honesty. Don't let ignorance block your lesson. Don't let that block the lesson. So, again, this is about karma. Not in wrong or right, but this is about karma. When we start to talk about the wheel of karma and things, this is about the evolution of things coming back around. This is about your physical DNA, which is your family bloodline. This is where your lessons are coming for you at this particular time in your life. Yeah.
Okay.
So enjoy this connection with your father. Enjoy this connection with your family. And be honest about where you are with it now. But your chakras aren't blocked. Just don't be lying, because that'll block it up faster than anything. And I'm talking about lying to yourself.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
All right. So did that help?
Okay, hold on. Something special. Could you answer a question about my spirit guide, possibly?
Yes, you have 9 spirit guides with you.
9?
You have 9 spirit guides with you. And what that means is that you will get the opportunity to say whether or not, after this incarnation, if you want to come back to Earth. Yeah.
See, I knew this was my last time. I knew it. Okay.
Wait. That's not written in stone, my brother. That ain't written in stone.
You're right. But, like, everything you're saying is like I've been thinking about this, like.
Well, good. Beautiful confirmation. But here's the other thing I want to tell you, that your spirit guides are saying they're trying to get you to finish shit that you start, because you don't. You
Touché.
Start shit and don't finish. Touche.
Touche, yeah.
So that's why you have 9. And they're jumping up and down.
Okay.
They're trying to get you to finish what you start. So there you go. Come back and let us know how it goes. Peace and love.
That's powerful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hold the line. Sometimes it takes a little time, you guys, to get to the middle. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a lollipop? We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 478, you're live in the remix. Please tell me who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Greetings. Yes, greetings.
Oh,
how are you?
How you doing, Ruth Lou?
My name
is Wise. I'm calling from Macon.
Ooh, what's your name?
Tavares.
Tavares, calling from Aiken?
Macon.
Oh, Macon, Georgia. as in Macon, Georgia? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, greetings to you. I'm wonderful, Howard.
I'm good. First thing I want to say, Miss Blue, I want to take you on a date, Miss Blue. Nah, I'm just playing.
You want to take me on a date? You know, the strangest thing, though, let me tell you this. I did date a guy that was from Macon, Georgia when I was in college.
Okay.
I don't know where he is, so that means
I got hoes then. So, you know, that's one common thing. I've heard.
Oh, gosh. Gotta love the brothers. Love you. All right. So what's your question?
My question is pretty much like, you know, your last call. I just want you to, you know, if you can see any spirit guides with me or, you know, read my chakras.
Read your aura.
Yeah. Okay. But it's something crazy that happened to me in 2002, Ms. Blue. Something I still can't figure out.
Hold on. Right. Before you tell me, I want to tell you something, because who I see standing next to you is a shaman, and he's Native American, Indian. That's very, very close to you. And I see him sort of kind of putting his hands on your shoulder. So I know some healing work he's done. Usually when spirits do that, they let me know. He's one of your spirit guides, that he's done some major healing on your physical body with you and for healing. Okay, go ahead. That just popped out, so I wanted to get that out before we went into discussing that. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, we can get back into that, I mean, if you don't mind. I wanted to tell you about this thing that happened in 2002, though.
Okay.
Man, Miss Blue, I got so high one day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, I got so high one day to, I don't know, it felt like I was talking to God or something. And then, you know, I heard, like, trumpets in my head, and it's like, I ain't been right since. I just been searching for answers, and, you know, it all started from that day, though. You know, I ain't know nothing about consciousness or nothing. You know, everything I found, well, everything that I learned, I pretty much searched for on my own. But it all started from that day. I don't know why.
Well, here's the thing that I want to tell you. That awakening moment that you had, actually what happens when you were getting so high, you opened up some portals within your third eyes, portals within your pineal gland, portals within your energy center. So we have chakras, of course, and we know that the chakras run all through our bodies, and we have thousands of them, of the chakras there. We focus on maybe 7 or 12 of them, because those are the main chakras that are in our bodies. And these particular chakras, they are transmitters that they receive, generate, and send out life force energy in and out of the body. And so what happened is that when you were getting high, these portals got open, and it allowed you to open up these energy centers. A lot of times, you know, we can say what we want to say about different drugs and different things, but, you know, that's what a lot of them were used for, you know. For you, your consciousness, you came, your... See, our energy centers are all open when we're born. And throughout life, they stay open. A lot of times, different situations, different things happen that will cause these centers to sort of kind of get out of balance, if I would say. A lot of times, it's not even about them being completely closed, but it is about how we receive them. We're really good when it comes to us facing energy and portraying it outward. But sometimes that inner perception, which comes in through the back, like I'm looking in your energy right now and your eighth chakra, and whenever I see this smoky silver black mix, it tells me certain things that are going on. Your consciousness, I guess, for lack of a better word, is being elevated at this time. Here's what I want you to know. You can never, ever, 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 ever do that again.
Oh, no, nah, I don't smoke no more, man, Blue. That's the crazy part about it, though.
Good.
It's like I can't
see,
do it. It's like
it.
When I do it,
yeah.
I get paranoid and I can't
yes.
do it.
Yes. Here's the thing. Because sometimes what can happen, you can open up these portals so wide that you can't close mm-hmm. them back. And you will literally be living in two dimensions at one time. And we all know people like that. They didn't got high mm-hmm. once. Some days they here, and other days they not.
Yeah, yeah. That's so, real, Ms. Blue.
Some days they here, and other days they not. We may see them running down 38th Street with no clothes on. We know that that's one of the days they ain't here.
Yeah, they're right.
So this is why I say to you, that happened. And it happened that way for you, and it sort of kind of opened up your consciousness and opened up your awareness. And so now for you to begin to take that information and really begin to feed sort of your spirit with it, because it's almost like waking somebody up who's been really, really asleep and like throwing some cold water on them. That's how you are. You're like, I'm up.
Like, I'm up.
What is it? What do I need to get? What do I need to get? You know? So you're out here and you're hungry and you want to get in it. I definitely want you to study energy about the shamans who are near you, because you have quite a few shamans around you, a man and a woman. Your spirit guides that you have is a total of seven. Seven. And one of those quests of those things, it's really helping you to understand sort of your inner consciousness. Your spirit guides right now are really working on helping you to see the God in you. And that's where you are. That's your crossroad at this time, to see the God in you, to see you as the God. You're the God, you see, and be able to balance yourself with that energy. Yeah.
This is the crazy, this is the crazy thing, though, Ms. Blue. I feel like my heart chakra is blocked or over. I don't know. Because, like, when I do this little crazy thing. I don't know where I get it from, but I lay down and, you know, I can feel the energy, you know, going through my body, you know, from my root. I can't feel it that much. But, you know, my second, my third, and then when I get to my heart, it's like really over it. You know what I mean? I feel it really tough in my heart. But I know, like, I have problems with, you know, showing compassion and, you know, just things like that. So I don't know, you know,
I'll tell you what that is. I don't see your heart chakra as being blocked. But one of the things I want you to think about is, like, your adrenals are racing very, very fast inside your energy. Your adrenals are really racing very fast. And that really is in sort of your adrenals or in your up near your second chakra, somewhere your second, third chakra in that particular area where your solar plexus in that particular area there. And and also in the second chakra. That's where your adrenal glands is.
What that mean, though, Ms. Blue?
Yes, I'm getting ready to tell you. I'm getting ready to tell you.
I'm sorry.
You said what that means, Ms. Blue. What that means is that when something happens, you're not allowing it to process within your body. What you're doing is you're processing it in your mind. And so you need to allow this energy to drop down towards the solar plex chakra within your, like in your body. So that energy needs to drop down in your body when you get a thought, because you stay in your mind with thoughts. So this is what's making you think that your heart chakra is not open. But you really, it's because your adrenals are moving so fast. You see, so what happens is a thought comes in for you, and when that thought comes in, you immediately let it stay in your mind, and everything is being processed from the brain, and you're not allowing it to come in your body to feel. You understand?
Yeah,
so
right.
I want you to think about even how you feel right now. You see, you're feeling this conversation, this exchange. You're feeling it, and that's not something you typically do. So when you want to process something, that's the feeling I want you to begin to feel in your body. Allow it to drop down because your solar plex area is the records of your emotion. It connects with you there. But your heart chakra is fine, you know. Your heart chakra is fine. It's fine. But you need to drop down into your body and connect the energy in that way. And not let it stay in your head, you know, because sometimes you get to overthink things and what happens is it doesn't allow the emotion or the feeling to come into play there. And so, therefore, you're not really tapping into your higher self. And so to get that connection, it's almost going to feel a little bit like when you were high. So you can feel sort of that tingling sensation on the back of your neck kind of rising up. Then you know that you have made that connection inside your body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just kind of practice dropping your energy in your body. A good place to drop it, if you can drop it all the way down into your growing area and just allow that energy to flow, you know, almost like, you know how when you get on a roller coaster or you're on an elevator, and it kind of stops and you feel that, how it goes down.
Yeah.
That's what I want
you
to do.
I usually push it up. I never dropped it down before.
Yeah, you need to drop it down. Yes, and that's how you're going to make that connection to be able to. Are you in the chat room? They are so out of control in the chat room. But I want you to drop that energy just down. Just drop it all the way down as far as you can.
Okay.
And then you'll know. And then start to think from it there and let it naturally rise itself back up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got one more question, Ms. Blue, if you mind. Let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask it or not? Okay.
Yes, you can. You sound so much like Griff. I don't know if you've ever heard Griff on the show.
Nah, I don't know, is it? I've been downloading your shows, so you know, it's my first live show, and you know, this is my first time calling in, so I appreciate that, Ms. Blue.
Okay.
As far as relationship, you see anything like? Because you know, I'm going through something with baby mama right now, and you know, I don't know if I should get back with her or you know, leave it be. Because you know, my mind kind of clear when I'm not with her, so I don't know. But, you know, my heart is like, you know, with a, I don't know, you know, it's, do you see anything, you know, I don't know.
They got all
you
kinds of names for you in
that?
The chat room.
What's the name they got?
They got Crappy. What else? They got some names for you. They got some names for you. I don't even know.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. They are talking about love and hip hop and making. Okay, so here's the thing with you and the baby's mama. When you're with her, you don't want to be with her. When you're not with her, you want to be with her. So it really is going to take you to make up your mind because, you know, interesting enough, you're kind of afraid of a commitment. So, you know. Yeah, you're kind of afraid of a commitment, and really because you feel like you're settling.
Sort of, kind of, because I feel like I'm so much better, but I want to do better, like, with her, but it's like, I feel like I'm moving too fast, and she's not moving fast enough. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason.
Well, you know, you may be moving in your consciousness faster than her, but you ain't moving faster than her.
You're not moving faster than her.
I'm
not saying, like, I don't know. I just won't. It's like the things I want to do is like she don't want to do. Like, it's just different conscious. I don't know, man. You know what? I'm probably.
Yeah, no. No, no, no. No, that's a, I mean, but that's a fair thing. It's a lot of things that you want to do. She's not into, she's not interested in doing that. And so here's the honest thing. It doesn't mean you stop loving her. It doesn't mean that you don't stop taking care of your child. But to be very honest about where you are and letting her know where you are with that and having some of that patience with her that she had with you when you was on some bullshit.
Right.
you understand what I'm saying? See, sometimes we forget.
Right.
Like, people put up with our bullshit, and then all of a sudden we get our shit together, and it's kind of like, you ain't where I am, and I, you know, if you can't be where I am, then we can't be together, but what about when you was on some bullshit?
Right.
You know? So I'm gonna tell you this. Don't move too far fast. Because you know what happens when you kind of move around in the dark too quick, you can trip and fall. So take it easy. Right now, you know, you don't need to be, you know, kind of spreading yourself all over the place anyway, you know?
Oh, I don't do that anyway, man. I don't do that anymore. I don't do that anymore. I don't know why. I can't do it. I appreciate that, though, Miss Blue. Love and peace.
Yeah, he ready to go. He like,
nah,
that, Miss Blue.
Nah, nah. I know there's other people on the line, though, so, you know.
Oh, my gosh. You need to be in the chat room. They are off the chain. So,
what
but
is,
that's what I'm saying. Right. I do see that. Wait a minute. I'll tell you this. I do see that you guys, if you both, because, you know, it is about free will, and that's a little tricky. You can make this work, you know, but it is about you committing and being totally committed, not just committed when it feels good, not just committed when it don't, because I see you running, so you're kind of a runner. When you get pissed off, you kind of disappear.
Oh, yeah. I'm gone.
Yeah. That's not good. That's not good. Not for, it don't
look
good on you.
I don't like to be around, I don't like to be around bullshit, so. I'm the other way.
Yeah. Well, know that the only way you can be around bullshit is if, you know, you kind of got a little bullshit too. So just think about
there
it.
You go. There you go.
Just think about it. Like
the blue part line, sugar and shit.
There it is. So know that. Know that. But peace and love to you. Good energy. Study the shamans. That's a good place for you to study. And Native American, because that's one of your spirit guides, that's really, really right there with his kind of hand on your shoulder. I'm quite sure when you was getting on your high, he was taking you through that. So beautiful. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Love and peace, man.
Oh, beautiful. Gotta love the brothers. Gotta love the brothers. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 215. Y'all are too awake for me. 215, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm
215. Greetings.
Hi, it's
on the line, please.
Hi, it's Dolores calling in from Philadelphia.
Oh, greetings, Dolores.
Mm-hmm. I was just calling in because I wanted to actually give a shout out to the self-investment class. I was in there with Bubba Bilal the other day, and I've learned things that I've read about, but it never came clearer than it did
uh-huh.
in that class the other day. And I wanted to shout out to that.
Aww.
And also, I have my goddaughter Janine here, and she wanted to ask you something, but I just wanted to give that because I felt it.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, self-invested with Brother Bilal was off the chain, all about
hey,
numbers.
Ms.
Beautiful.
Blue.
Greetings.
Greetings. Peace and love. Oh, my
peace
God.
And love.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. I know you're feeling my energy because I'm like shaking.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm doing things, you know, better for my life.
Beautiful.
And I've made a few decisions, and I remember you talking in another segment where you were saying, you know, you shouldn't stay away from people and, you know, your friends, you know,
right.
when you're going through things or whatever. But I had a friend We had a phone, you know, I had a phone in her name, but I pay my bill every, you know, every month and all of that. But she mm-hmm. just has this attitude. She's a sage woman. She has this attitude, and we're supposed to be, like, the closest friends, but I just feel like, you know, I had to separate myself from her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't
mm-hmm.
know, you know, so I'm just like, it's just, it's not even just her, it's just myself trying to just do things better for myself. And I feel
right.
like when I come in confrontation with people that I'm supposed to love, I separate myself from them. And I had to do it with her, so I told, you know, told her to cut the phone off. I'm not going to be answering that phone anymore. Ordered a new phone. You know, like, I don't even want to deal with this situation because you're my friend and I care. You know what I mean? And it's really,
yes.
it hurts because she's like my sister.
Right. Well, let me ask you, before you did all of that, did you pay her for the bill?
Yep.
The whole amount?
Yeah, my bill was paid. I got it cut off like 3 days after I paid the bill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so this dispute, was it about, it was over the money for the bill and the charges?
It was over her wanting it a certain time. The bill was due the 4th. She wanted it on the 1st, which was cool because that's her phone bill, and I get that. But I'm a bartender. I have a child. You know, I'm doing my thing, and when I get money in my hand, I pay my bill. But I'm always on time. I'm never late because the bill is due the 4th. But she
mm-hmm.
wants it on the 1st.
But she felt it was late.
I don't know if that's how she felt. I just feel like she talks to me a certain
mm-hmm.
kind of way, you know, as a friend.
Right.
And I had to, you know, the phone bill just made everything go up another notch because she came at me sideways about it. And I know it's kind of petty that I'm talking about it, but this is my sister.
No.
And I really
had to
eliminate, you know, confrontation with her with the text messaging. This was the final thing. I asked her not to text message me anything negative on my phone. I said, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm in a better place with my life. You know, let's talk positive. We can't talk face-to-face. If we have any problems, then don't text it to me because I don't know how to take it, to receive it.
Right.
It's a text. It's just words.
Right.
I don't know how you're saying it. So she she texted my phone. She called me one morning. I was asleep. I told her I was asleep. I wasn't getting up. She texted my phone and got negative with me about the situation, why I didn't want to wake up or whatever. And, you know, I just felt some type of way that day. But that was like the phone bill, that situation. It was just like, why, you know, are we going through this?
Right. Well, two things. One, it's good that you got your own phone because you should have your own phone and your own
sure.
name that
right.
you have that you can pay whenever you choose to pay it.
Right.
You should.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I felt liberated when I did that because I felt like a child.
Yes.
I'm serious, Ms.
Mm-hmm.
Blue, and I know
yes.
this is not even something
no,
to,
no, no.
you know.
No, but it is, you know, because here's what I pick up is that she felt that when you were paying the bill, it was causing the bill to be late, not disconnected, but late. That was
and it never was. That was never the problem. That was never the problem. She's just one of those people that what she says and how she says it is what she means. And I explained she was a sage
mm-hmm.
woman, so I know you know
well,
a sage
woman. Here's what I want you to know. I want you to know, and that may be true about her, but why did she tell you she wanted the payment on the 1st?
Because she got good credit and she...
That's right.
But
let
know,
me,
and
let
I was
me,
like,
let me
and that's what I said.
I want to tell you some real talk shit, though. This is what I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you. See, now that you have a phone and it's in your name, when you have a phone or you have any kind of bill, whether it's credit, any kind of credit cards, or you have any kind of revolving account, if your phone bill, let's say, is due on the 4th, and you pay it on the 4th, it could hurt your credit. That's not going to help your credit. I want you to hear this because you're going to understand and this is going to make sense to you so that you can have an understanding. That's not going to change who she is. You understand what I'm
right.
saying? But I want you to have a clear understanding so when you have this conversation with her, then you can be able to diffuse this and understand where she was coming from so you can make your point. Because I don't think she was able to communicate this to you clear enough. So let's
say we did talk. Mm-hmm. We did talk. We had two conversations. See, that's why
yes.
I'm saying it was just a lot of things building up. The phone bill was the
oh yeah,
the because
phone
we had
bill
it for 2 years. Because we
right.
had it for 2 years,
phone,
and it's never been
yeah.
a late payment. The bill gets paid. Because let
well,
me tell you, she
I'm
pays her
you.
Bills
on time because she wants
listen,
to have
and
credit.
She'll pay the bill and come get the money from me and Celine and tell me don't take it to Sprint. You know, I pay the bill or whatever. I take it to Sprint now, but not no more because I have my own phone. But I take
right.
it, you know, I was taking it to Sprint myself after the
right.
phone, and that's when it became
well,
an issue. You know what I mean?
Well, here's right. Well, here's the thing I want to tell you too. Because when things come up, we know that there's a greater reason. So I thank you
mm-hmm.
for being this witness. This is going to help somebody there. By the way, in Self-Invested, we'll be doing some classes about finance and management. But this is
right.
what I want to tell you, is that the big deal, yes, there's it's bigger than a phone bill, but I want to make this point about the phone bill. If the phone bill is due on the 4th and you pay it on the
right.
4th, that's going to hurt your credit. Some people would say, why? It's not late. Because that's not how credit works.
Right.
Paying her bill on the 1st actually increases and keeps her credit in good standing.
Right.
So this is a stickler for a person that understands about bills. Like myself, I'm a y'all think I got some shit with me. Oh, I'm a stickler about that.
Right.
Because these are certain things that open up other opportunities for you without having struggles. So that frustration is enough to have all the other things that maybe she wanted to say but didn't say took her over the edge.
Oh no. She said, you don't know Donna. She said what she wanted to say. And I don't know if you can see Donna. But
yeah,
Donna
I can
says
see Donna.
She, yes, Donna says what she wants to say. When she offered me the phone, I told her, I said, don't be messing with me about this phone. She offered me the phone. We had it for 2 years, you know, and I'm like I said, the phone is just a piece of our friendship.
Yes.
Like it's, you know, everything building up. But when I told her, when she told me about the credit situation, because she explained that to me, what you just said, I said, well, Donna, let me get my own phone. She said, no, you know, being a friend. And, you know, knowing my situation or whatever, because she knows I have bills. I have an apartment. So she knows I pay my
right.
bills and all of that. So it wasn't none of that. It was just, you know, I felt like it was like she had something holding on to me or over me. And it was just
yeah.
like, you know what I mean? And certain things just
yeah.
boiled to a point.
And that's true, too. Yeah, she
right.
needed
so
somebody to feel like she saved, and you needed somebody at the time to save you. So you
right.
guys worked together. You got to the point where you said, ding, I can save my
yeah.
damn self. And
right.
you got out.
It's going to be the same bill amount, you know,
yeah.
and you know, I appreciated, you know, the time with you, with the phone, but I have to step off and be a big girl. I told her that. I got to put on my big girl.
Yes. Phone. That's
you
it.
Know, and
good
I, you know, my whole, the whole situation with that, I just wanted to know, you know, I didn't really get into detail because I know we got other people calling about our friendship, but that was just one of the, you know, the moments that boiled
yeah.
everything over. But me separating from her, is that something, am I making a bad move by doing that as a friend?
No, no, not at this time. It's not a bad move. But one of the things I want you to know, I think it's really good that you're becoming independent, or no, let me not say independent. It's really good that you're being able to be responsible
yes,
for
I
yourself.
Have a baby now. I'm a mother.
Or it's right for the things that you want and to do that. But I want you to also know that she's been a good friend for you, and she's
mm-hmm.
done a lot of things for you. You've done a lot of things for her, and really
oh,
you've
okay.
been there more for her as a mental support for her than financial,
mm.
where she's
mm.
been more of the financial friend support and you've been more of the person to kind of keep you guys where you need to be. So So when she's kind of down and out, you can even sense that within her, say a couple of words, make her laugh or whatever, and it changes her energy. That's valuable in a friendship. You understand? Don't get to the point where you feel that this is somehow about you being able to take care of yourself, because then you'll miss sort of this divine connection that you two have. Because just as much as she was sort of kind of playing big mama to you, you were playing baby girl to her. And so because you're able to stand on your own, that's beautiful. But there were other things that you guys did that you connected on as a different level as friends that was there as well too. So this isn't just about her not having power over you. That's never what she really wanted, to have power over you. But that's where
it's over the situations, not over over the situations.
Well, when someone has power, I think it's safe to say she has some power over you, because the cell phone was in her name, and what she did on that account was going to impact your life.
What you mean?
It was. Yeah, that was going to impact you. What happened with the phone? That's the only reason you stayed for 2 years. Otherwise, you would have been got your own damn phone.
Yeah, true. I was running amok.
Yeah,
I needed a phone.
Exactly.
I definitely did.
Right. So now what I'm saying, now that you're getting yourself out of this situation, don't just reflect back on the bullshit that happened between you guys. Also reflect back on the good, because that's where it's going to be fair for you and your growth. You understand? Whether you two never speak again, you need to reflect back on that. That's what you need to do.
I talked to her. You know, I told her everything, how I felt about everything. You know, I let it all out, and I let her know how I felt. And I said, being friends, we just have to, that negative talk, you can't do that with me anymore, because I'm not in that place. When I hear that, I'm offended when somebody's talking to me, and you know, in the other kind of way.
Yeah.
So if I'm not coming at you wrong, I don't want you to ever be like that with me. And that's what I asked of her. Like, I didn't end the friendship, but I was separating myself from, you know, from her.
And I think that's good, like, to do, but the only thing I'm going to caution you on, don't get so high and mighty, because she was doing a lot of negative talk to her, and she put up with it.
Oh, my goodness. That's not true. Miss Blue, that was her doing it to me.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. Why did you stay on her cell phone account for 2 years?
She offered me the account. I was about to get a Metro phone.
So then don't justify it. Listen to what I'm saying. Negative talk is not just words you speak out your mouth. It's actions.
Right.
So you might not have said nothing negative to her, but your actions were not positive. They weren't.
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
I want you to think about it that way. Otherwise, on this human level, the shit ain't going to make sense. You and her will be in the same boat. But I want you to think about that. There were times that she offered to pay for things and do things, but you knew, if I take this, it's going to be some dumb shit behind it. But you did it anyway.
No. Ms. Blue. Never anything like that. No. That's not even her. She's not that type of person.
Okay, so if she paid the phone bill before you paid it, that's not you taking that from her and then paying her back?
If you look at it that way, but that's her calling me and telling me, you know, I'm going to come to Philly and get it, you know, because it was on her credit card. So she would come and get the cash. But it was, you know, it was never where I was off. I always had the money on time. That's what I was saying. I didn't get, you know, end of this time, she came at me that way.
Right,
you know,
but
because
here's what I'm
always
telling
been
you.
On, mm-hmm.
Yes, you've been
I used
on
to pay
your
in advance,
time.
Months in advance.
You were on your time. You were on your time, not her time. If it's my cell phone bill, I could very well tell you, The bill ain't due to the 30th. I want my money on the 17th.
Right. And that is the
truth. You giving it to me on the 29th don't mean you on time. You're not on time. You understand?
I get that.
Because I said, I want, just like she told you, no, I need you to pay it on the 1st.
On the 1st, yes, ma'am.
You said, here you go, it's on the 4th, and the bill ain't late, so what's the problem? It's not for you to decide. That's why you don't take shit from people like that.
Right.
That's why you don't do it, period.
Right.
Because they can do you like that.
Right. That is the truth.
And so what happened is, you guys, for 2 years, let's just look at the cell phone bill, was in a negative behavior with both of each other. Your actions was negative and her words were negative.
Right.
So therefore, I call, that's fair play. That's even ground.
Yeah.
You decided to stop playing. I don't want to play this shit no more. I'm out.
Right.
That's a good place for you to be. It's a good place for you to be. But here's what I don't want you to think, because you're seeing this as her being wrong and you being right. And what I'm telling you is, you're not going to get any kind of growth out of this if you see that shit from that way.
Oh,
none.
And today I changed that, and that's what made me want to, you know, talk to you when she said she was pushing one. Because I actually forgave myself and I forgave her for everything we've done for each other, you know, that was wrong. But, you know, as a friend, I need to separate, and then we'll, you know, we'll get back and be like, you know, what's up? But right now I'm just trying to really grow, and I don't want to feel, you know, like you said, held down or somebody having something over me because I'm putting on my big girl drawers. I'm a mother now.
Yes.
You know,
I've been through and going through stuff,
and it is, you know.
And you're going to go through some more stuff. Just chalk that up. You understand that's a part of the process.
Yeah.
But here's what I want you to know. Other people don't stop you from growing. The only person that can do that is you. So take full responsibility. If you really want to put on some big girl panties, like make it a G-string and shit, full responsibility for your actions.
Yes, ma'am.
Full responsibility.
Yes.
And then then you'll know she ain't a problem at all. Her texting you, that shit, how can somebody texting you disrupt you?
It did, though.
Because I'm wary. I'm swaying. No. That somebody texting me something negative, I can choose to respond or not.
Right.
So you're saying that she still has control over you, because if she says something, you have no other choice but to respond. You understand?
Right.
So really make sure you on top of your square, not in it. Don't let somebody box you in or someone else box you in. Be able to see this as a growth. It's not even a bad thing. You understand?
Right.
Because in all reality, she was correct in everything that she said. It has nothing to do with what was real or what was not. Because you were you were playing by her rules. You understand? That was her game.
Yeah.
You see, you come to my house and I tell your ass don't eat in the living room. You don't get to tell me you ain't gonna spill nothing. Don't eat in the living room.
True.
You get what I'm saying? I mean, that's how simple it is. It ain't about spilling nothing. It's about your ass ain't going to eat in my living room, whether it's right or wrong. You may go home and say, you know, I went over to Blue House and she wouldn't let me drink some water in her living room. And everybody may say, that's crazy. But it don't matter.
I let you eat in my living room. That's right. My house, my rules.
Right.
And I'm building. I'm laying the foundation, and I want to build my house.
And that's good. Build your house.
Yes, ma'am.
Also
I know they tear me up in the chat room.
You know they are. You.
I know they tear me up in the chat room. I ain't even looking, y'all.
Don't look, girl.
I'm not. I'm over this. Go ahead. Give me some. Just give me some. I know you can feel me, Miss Blue. Just give me.
Yes, I can.
Because I know I can't get a reading from you. I can't pay to get one because I know you're about to just start doing your classes.
But here's the thing with me
is my mom. I know my mom rocking with me. You already told me that.
Yes.
You already told me that because she's here right now.
Yes, your mama is always there with you, and you also have about five other spirit guides that are there with you, that is around you constantly. You have a man with you. He's kind of a tall man. Interesting enough, kind of a brown skin brother. Look like he may be from the early 1800s.
Oh, wow.
That's one of your spirit guides. Dressed very well in a nice tailored suit. I don't know what he does, though. He might be a gangster. No, I don't know. I'm just teasing. I don't know.
He got a gun.
I don't know what he does, but he got the nice, like a zoot suit almost on. I don't even know if they had that, but I don't know. You may have to check that out. But you have, he's sort of kind of coming up forward up there, sort of kind of to help to guide you and to be there with you. The one thing I want you to do, because you have so much energy and you have so much passion, and that's to be expected, I want you to really, really get grounded in yourself and take that charge that you have and really begin to build on it. Like you said, you're building sort of this Love Me book. And I talk about the Love Me books a lot of times, but I want you to build sort of a Love Me book. And I want you to start putting down those times that you trusted yourself and things were going right for you, so that when you have those days, because your energy is almost like a roller coaster. Sometimes you go really high and then you come down very low. You see, you're kind of going up and down. The other thing I want you to do is definitely you need to be eating throughout the day. Like, you really need to eat about 9 or 10 times a day. Not big portions, maybe little snacks, a little fruit here. But you need to constantly, because I see, like, highs and lows in your, like, in your energy. Your energy spikes and goes up and come down and spikes and goes up. So you want to kind of stabilize yourself and make sure that you're getting the proper nutrition and things that you need within your body. Within your body. That's also going to help you just to stay balanced and feel in that great space constantly, you see. For you, some of the lows that you have has to do with your nutrition in your body. So get a lot of greens, you know, get a lot of live foods in you. You know, you want to kind of make sure you're eating a lot of live foods. That's going to help you tremendously, so you don't have sort of those lows that come, you know, and it'll be sort of like a, like almost like you're floating. You know how you're riding and you're kind of going fast in the car and you're kind of floating a little bit? So you can stay there. It can be steady for you. And not sort of like you're on a roller coaster. One minute you're all the way up high, and then you come crashing back down. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, looks good. Looks good. Everything looks good. You're in a good space. You're in a really, really, really good space with it. But just remember, your ass was just as wrong as her ass.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
And don't you mess up your Sprint bill, because Sprint will stop your ass from getting a house.
I got crooked now.
You know what?
Yeah. Crooked. Listen, I don't even like phones. I don't even play on the phone. That's why I text nobody.
You said I got cricket now. I know that's right.
Cricket.
Well, good.
That's all you hear is cricket.
That's it.
And I don't have anybody in my phone book that I don't want to talk to.
And that's good. That's perfect.
Yes, but Ms. Blue, you are the bomb, and I love you so much.
Aww,
and you just,
I love you too.
Uplifting this. Tell the chat room I'm getting off the phone now. I love you though. Take care. My mom says bye.
Okay, tell her bye. Peace and love to her.
Peace and love.
Y'all are so crazy. She said crickets, not rickets. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from Eric the 505. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Sun Chow Ra calling from sunny, beautiful New Mexico.
Okay. Greetings, Sun Chow Ra.
Greetings. Shep Weechi.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So should I drop it?
Should you drop what?
My question.
Yes, go right ahead.
All right.
I got to check with Sun. Sun be on some other Sun shit. Go ahead,
That's
Sun.
Why I asked. That's why I asked. So, basically, I don't even know if I need to explain the details of this. I really want to kind of ask you just about if you know what you're seeing and like the energy around my space, around my aura, because boy, this was a really, really strange day, and you know, culminated doing a gig at Papa Do's, and that was very strange. So I just kind of want to get confirmation and on what may have happened.
Mm.
So I know that's kind of nebulous, but I don't, you know.
I'm waiting on the question. You
so
there?
So the question is, there was some strange energy floating about, and it was like other people like coming at me in a strange way. And then I was having, you know, and then I was dealing with, kind of a spaz day too. I mean, I, you know, spilled tea on myself just before the gig started. It just crazy. I mean, the energy was really crazy. So yes. So these people who came around, I mean, they literally attacked the band, and basically I was at the center of the attack. And what they said was the reason for them going through these changes they were going through isn't the reason that I sensed.
Stop reading the chat.
Backsliding was sacred need.
Stop reading the chat. Go ahead, because you're getting distracted.
Okay. All right. So I don't. Can you see anything in the energy around me that I did to attract this wave of negativity coming directly at me and other members of the band?
Mm-hmm.
Original Titans, it ain't in my two son. I'm sorry.
That's okay. This has been going on for a while now.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the things that I do see around you is, I wouldn't call it negativity, first of all. So, I want to make sure that I'm very clear to you, so you can really kind of pick this up.
Okay.
I want you to imagine yourself in the desert, because you've been in the desert before.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah, and this is where you are right now. Immediately, but as soon as I clicked to bring you on, I've seen a desert.
Mm.
And in the desert, it's a couple of things that happen. You get mirages happen in the desert, especially
mm-hmm.
when you become tired and your body becomes weak and you're thirsty. You start hallucinating. You start seeing
mm-hmm.
things start happening for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you are, literally, and you've been in the desert for some time now, so these mirages are popping up all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You've
mm-hmm.
also crossed over energetically into another dimension.
Yes.
So half of you is in this dimension, and the other half of you is not.
Yes. Yes.
And so the things that you're seeing is real. I don't want to sugarcoat you and tell you that you're hallucinating. You're not. You're seeing it for real.
Yes.
Although
I agree.
It's not happening here for real in this dimension.
Yes. Yes.
What I would strongly recommend, son, is that there are some things that you're going to need to do so that you can fully bring yourself back into this dimension. One of those things is definitely going to be for you to go through a detox, a fasting detox, physically, on a physical level.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll need to do that for at least 3 days, 3 days solid,
okay,
to do that. And then I want you to really have no solid foods, really kind of juice. If you can, get into some juicing. If you can juice your food, that would be even better. But I want you to be on a liquid, complete liquid diet.
Okay.
To bring yourself on a liquid diet. And then the other thing is definitely no stimulants for you. None.
No tea, no coffee. Nothing with caffeine, right?
Yeah, no stimulants. Absolutely no stimulants for you. And then I want you to work with a jasper crystal.
Jasper. Okay, I just got some.
I want you to work with jasper
okay,
because jasper has a lot to do with purification. And even though it's purifying through the blood, you know, through the bloodline, but jasper also really, really works with purification energetically through energy centers.
Okay.
To purify. That's going to be your stone that you meditate with, do visualization with, and to do that. And then the other thing is you're really going to need to take sort of a step back for a couple of days. And
from the work?
Yeah, from the work.
Okay.
You don't need to do any of those things. And just allow yourself to just be sort of with yourself for a couple of days. I want you to email me too. I'll give you some other things here. It'll probably take me a little too long to go into that, but to talk about it. But you're in a very real place, and but you can definitely step yourself back out of this energy. I have some things that I want you to begin to work with that will help you to energetically bring yourself back fully into this dimension so you can do it. Definitely nothing to get high with, none of that. Don't do any of that. None of that. Yeah. But you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Cool. Okay, so, so that's confirmation of some of the things that I kind of hit on.
Mm-hmm.
And what's strange is that I got some jasper, and that wasn't even the stone I went to get, because you had mentioned like peridot and some other stones, and I went to get those.
Yes.
And I passed the jasper, and something just said, grab that nigga, and I grabbed that shit. You know, I grabbed about four or five of them. And I immediately got this incredible feeling from them. I mean, because I grabbed like that was like the sixth kind of stone I grabbed, and it was like, you know, for some reason that stone stood out, and here you go dropping that, you know, that. So okay.
Yeah, that's the stone that Spirit is telling me to work with. And I'll tell you, the jasper is strongly connected with a lot of shaman energy, and also a lot of traveling energy. So spiritual traveling. And it really is one of those stones to not just ground you when we think about in this physical reality. reality, not that kind of grounding, but to ground you in dimension. A jasper is typically one of the stones a lot of shamans will carry when they're doing vision quests, because it grounds them into different dimensions. And so that jasper is going to help to ground you back here into this dimension. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I need, because, you know, this, and because something you mentioned another time that you gave me a reading was this lotus opening and closing, and those two things tie in. I can see it right now. That when you were telling me that the lotus was opening and closing over the top of my head, now I see I see a broader picture of what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right on, sis.
Yeah, I can see it. And honestly, I see sparks coming out the top of your head. These sparks show me that there is a conflict, an inner conflict that's going on. So but you can definitely, you can definitely do this. Yeah. And I'll, really quick, hold on, because I think I have something here. Okay. I just kind of got in your energy a little bit, and just kind of sealed some things up for you around you. So, yeah. Shoot me an email. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll shoot you an email either tonight. Probably in the morning.
Okay. It'll be this weekend, but I'll get to it. But I want you to take those things into consideration, and really, like the food and all of that, it's not that that's doing anything for you. It is actually what it's doing is allowing the energy to come back in you. So as you seal things up and the energy comes back into you, that's going to be there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Peace and love.
Love you.
Mm-hmm. Love you too. Peace and love. All right. Lots of activity going on in the chat room, boy. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to help a couple of people out here. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace.
Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Hello? Who's on the line, please?
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, hi. How you doing? This is
Orlando.
I'm good.
Wilson. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, I was really just calling in. I was trying to see, I really was trying to figure out what did I need to do. Like, is it a color or a certain energy I should be dealing with to help me bring?
Who's on the line?
Hello?
Who's on the line?
Hello, can you hear me?
I certainly can. Who's calling? What's your name?
My name is Talib.
Okay. All right, Talib. I can hear you, Talib. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I was calling. I was trying to see what did I need to be doing to help manifest and bring forth my abundance. Like, is it like a certain color I should be wearing, or a certain spirit energy I should be, you know, using, or because I mean, I've been doing a lot of work with myself, trying to trying to ground myself, because I'm really like always in the clouds.
Mhm. So you're trying to ground yourself, or you're trying to bring forth abundance?
Really, I want to bring forth abundance. I mean, but I know that a part of the reason why I'm not bringing forth abundance is because I'm so in the clouds.
Mm-hmm. And tell me what abundance means to you.
Just I guess being able just to not have to worry about things financially. I mean, being healthy and, you know, being healthy and having love around me, you know.
You don't have love around you?
But yeah, I have lots of love around me. I have lots of love around me, but it's just, I mean, it's like a lot of the times when I have to deal with certain things, when my energy gets low, it comes from having to deal with bills. And I know that's the only thing that can get me off of, you know, being in a spiritual place. That's the only time that I get to the point where, you know, it's like,
bills,
I don't know.
Bills make you become unspiritual?
Yes, ma'am.
It does?
I mean,
interesting.
That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay. It's
like, okay.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, because it's like, no, that's the only time where, you know, I feel like I go back to being the way I used to be. I mean, because other than that, it's like I be at a peaceful point, a peaceful place. And when I'm confronted with having to deal with debt, like, you know, it just put me in another place that I don't want to be in.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely when we can have these human struggles, they can sort of kind of toy on anything that we feel. But one of the things I want you to know is that you are a spirit being, so you can't ever separate yourself from that. So regardless of whether or not you have bills or if you don't have bills, all of that is going to be there for you. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's going to always be there for you to some degree. The main thing that I want to talk to you about is about your energy. And one of the things that I want you to begin to think about, for you, the color that is going to help you and that you have the least amount in your energy is the color green. Now, green is connected with abundance, and that has a lot to do with that. So if you want to know energetically what color you need to sort of kind of balance you out and bring that in, is you need the green to come in. Right now you have a lot of yellow light around you, and yellow light is good for what it's worth. One of the different things of when we start to look at the polarity of yellow light, it has a lot to do with weakness of the will. You understand? So it's not even that you don't make enough money or you don't have enough money to do the things that you do. It's just that when you do get money, you really don't take care of what you need to take care of with the money, and so therefore you're not able to do the things you need to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So really, if you want to have a color that's going to sort of kind of lift your energy up and sort of kind of bring you, it's going to be green. Green is sort of that energy. It really covers a whole gamut of things, and it's really what I like to call the helpful light, because it puts you in that place of prosperity. It puts you in that place of healing, because these are some of the big things that you need. You're kind of walking around with a veil in front of your face, and so things aren't clear for you, but you haven't taken the time to make them clear. So a good writing exercise for you, a ritual for you to do, is to sit down and to write yourself a letter about what you see your life turning into. Where do you want to be? What would the perfect day in life for you look like? What would it feel like? What would that life look like? And begin to write those things down.
Okay.
To really do that, because right now you're I kind of see you where your vision is blocked. You see, your vision is blocked. It's like you cannot see. You only see the situation you're in. You can't see past that. So you're going to have to start seeing something a little different. And that's going to require you, you know. If you leave to go somewhere and you always take one particular route, then I want you to take another route to go. Don't go that way. I want you to go another way. And do something different. You need to give your energy something completely different. Right now, I'll tell you guys, there was a solar flare that happened the other day. And I don't know if you guys noticed that, but you'll be able to see this all over. It's a lot of people out of balance. That solar flare threw their ass all out of balance. They're all over the place. They're up, they're down, they're over here, they're over there, and they're this place, they're doing this, their mind is racing, and they can't sit still. It's like ADHD gone bad. You see it everywhere. You see? So be very, very in tune with your energy, you see, and where you're putting that focus and where that energy is at. Be in tune with that. Green is definitely going to be the color for you to begin to work with, to balance your aura out and your energy. That's the color for you to begin to work with. That's the color that is missing inside of your energy and inside of you. Yeah, it's green.
So is my heart chakra open?
Green is not necessarily with your heart. Green in your heart has nothing to do with your aura. No, that's not the same thing. I don't see it that way. Now, if you want to ask me a question and then tell me about your heart, and you're questioning that, then you've answered your own question.
Well, the reason why I asked that, because I've been having a lot of issues with a lot of people that, like, from my past that I saw as friends, but I started to cut a lot of people off because I kept feeling like I needed to do that because I felt like they was holding me back and bringing a whole lot of negative energy to me, and I just didn't feel like they was loyal to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're in a different place, and a lot of people have moved, and we all should in a different place. It's not necessarily that your friends aren't loyal to you. It's that you guys are coming from two different completely directions.
Okay.
So, you know, if you notice that's been kind of a theme that a couple of people have said tonight, that people are bringing negative energy to them. No, you just recognize where you are. And so you are able to look around and you'll be able to see that. You understand what I'm saying? Just like for me, I don't see it per se as negative or good or bad, but I can see the different energy. You can see energy that don't agree with you. And all of us are in that space that we can see it. Like I said, a lot has to do with these solar flares that are happening because these are stars sort of kind of bursting and being birthed. And what is happening for a lot of people, they are meeting their doppelgangers out there, and they're seeing in their lives where things are. And so what they're trying to do is it's like somebody falling and trying to hold on to something. They don't have anything to grasp. So what they're doing is they're sort of pulling on you. They're trying to get to pull you down with them. That's what they want to do. Otherwise, why couldn't we be happy? Why couldn't we just lift each other up and help each other on our journeys? Why do we have to be this other kind of way? You understand? Especially when you say you have taken this.
Yeah, because I just kept like everybody around me was like my wife and other people that I talk to that understands energy the way that, you know, from the level that I do, they all tell me that, you know, like it's like I was depleting my energy. I was trying to help too many people, you know, people that they really didn't want to receive my help.
Yeah,
because I talk to a lot of people
definitely,
like I uplift them, but it's like I'm being depleted because they don't want it.
I don't really think it's about uplifting other people. I think it should be an exchange, not you being their savior. I'm only interested in entertaining or connecting with people who are interested in entertaining me. Other than that, I'm not interested in you or anything you have to say. Nothing.
All right, that makes sense. Is that what my wife
said? You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, why would you waste your time with it, you know? Why would you even waste your time with energy like that? You know. Mhm. And it's always going to be around you, regardless of where you go, where you're at. It's going to be around you, you know. How else could you be able to recognize bullshit if you didn't see it from time to time? You have to be able to see it so you can recognize it. You understand what I'm saying? You have to be able to see it to recognize it. And then sometimes you have to just be able to take the ownership and get rid of the bullshit. Sometimes you got to dump it. You got to say, you know what?
That's what I was about to say.
Tired
like,
of it.
Like, okay. So, like, because with me, even when somebody's sitting there and they talking to me and they telling me that something's not this way, I feel like I'm having a spiritual warfare with them on another level, another plane. And,
yeah,
you
and
know,
that's,
it bothers
that's,
me.
That has a lot. Yeah, it shouldn't bother you to
I really
that
can
point.
Feel.
Yeah, it shouldn't bother you to that point. That's your ego. Just like some people feel like they have to say something. Every time somebody says something, they feel like they have to say something. That's their ego telling them that. Most people who know, they don't say anything. They're not talking. They're not jumping up and down. You understand? They're not doing all of that because there would be no need to. What would be the point? For what? So you could be seen, so you could be heard, so you can get attention? What would you do that for? Mm-mm. You see? And everybody is really doing all of this because we're all learning and growing. And then there's people who don't know who they are for real. And so they're trying to find themselves. And sometimes that looks really stinky, ugly, dirty on this human level. And it's saddening sometimes, not even coming from a judging point. But when you get into trying to know you and only you, then you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
You understand? You're not in
yes,
you're not in opposition with anybody at all. You know, it doesn't mean you have to put up with other people's shit, because people will bullshit will come out. Whenever you're doing some real shit, you're gonna see bullshit around it. It has to come so that you can recognize the difference. And sometimes you just have to dump it. You have to get rid of it. And I have learned that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, peace and blessings to you. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings to you, too. Thanks.
We're just chatting and chilling, you guys, here tonight in the remix. I'm so glad you guys are joining me. Don't forget, Nancy Lockhart is having her it's today, actually, her workshop, and we are going to give away, what is this? We're going to be giving away some tickets. I wanted to give away some tonight, but I may do something on Facebook tomorrow to give away a couple of seats for people to be in that workshop to do that as well. We're going to keep going to the phone line. Still have about 57 minutes left to go in the form here. On Blog Talk, for some reason, I guess I'm not, where am I? Let's see. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to the phone lines. Yep. Let's see. Calling in from area code, if we can. Calling in, let's see if we can get to the board here. I don't know if you guys can still hear me. It's doing something real kind of funky over here. Yeah. Let's see. Hopefully you guys can still hear me. I don't know if you can or not, but if you can, yeah, you guys can. Beautiful. Let's see. Yeah, there we go. All right, perfect. All right, let's see. You guys can still hear me? Hmm. Well, it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to. Oh, there I go. Okay, I didn't think I was going to be able to get to the board, but here we go. Let's see. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 804. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
We'll come back. 804? Yes? 804? We can't hear you. We can't hear you, 804. We'll come back. Calling in from Eric 440, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Greetings, who's on the line, please?
It's Punk 913. How you doing, Ms. Blue?
Greetings, how are you?
I'm good.
Who's on the line?
This is Punk 913.
Oh, Punk, what's that, Punk?
Not much. It's just been crazy around here lately.
Oh, ooh. What's going on?
I'm just been getting some confirmation on some stuff. But other than that, it's just that I've been feeling like I'm in this limbo where I don't know what I want to do or where I want to go. And I just need some information on that because it's been crazy around here.
So what are you trying to do? What do you want to do? Because you're not free-falling, so you need to tell me. What do you want to do? And so we can begin to talk about it from there.
I want to get my life together for one thing.
You know what, Punk? Not tonight. Yeah. Not tonight, Punk.
Okay. I don't know how to word it, but it is. I don't know how to word it.
Okay, so what are you trying to do, Punk? You're trying to find love?
Well, that's a good direction going right now, yeah.
I mean, I'm not guessing, yeah. But if you want to guess, I'll let you keep guessing.
Well, I guess that's been on my mind a lot lately, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go with that for now.
You said what now?
I said, I'll go with that.
No. We're not going to go with what. We're not going with that. That's your question?
Yes.
You know, sometimes. And I want to say this for you. It doesn't seem like you have a real question or you want to ask openly. So I'll answer the question without you asking, since you don't want to publicly ask the question. Why you would call in, I don't know. But, it can be respected on many levels. One of the things I will tell you is that, you know, you've been doing a lot of work on yourself, and it shows. It shows in your energy. It shows how you are, and it shows how you carry yourself and what you're doing. There's a couple of things that will be coming up for you, and some of these are going to be repeat lessons, I guess you can say, that they're going to present themselves again with you during this month. And this is about you really, truly being in that position of being the magic maker that you say you are and knowing what you say you truly know. Because it's really easy to say that we know all of these things and we've been studying these things and doing these things, and then we get presented with the situation and don't know how to respond to it. So I want you to really just sort of take a step back, because you've done a lot of work on yourself, and really just know, be able to know that everything is working in your favor, how you're moving along. It's not about settling, because certainly nobody should be settling in their lives, but it is about understanding where you are on your path and your journey, and be able to do an honest reflection. If you never do a reflection on where you are, then how are you ever going to know where you're going? Or what's different? What do you need to, you know, what do you need to change? What things do you, that you've accomplished, that you've done? You haven't given yourself enough credit for things that you have done in your life that are working well for you. A lot of times I think we're so hard on ourselves. And yes, we're human, and yes, we're here to get rid of a lot of the bullshit. And yes, we can keep talking about Kundalini and energy, but these things live. They're alive in our world. They're not just something floating through our body that expands. It's what connects me to you and you to me and me to everything else that's on this planet and also other planets that are beyond. And if we're ever going to get this shit right, we have to stop bullshitting ourselves in this physical reality. It's too much bullshit that really goes on in this reality. And then we want to say to ourselves, just look at it from a higher perspective. Yes, sometimes we do have to look at things through spiritual eyes, but sometimes we have to recognize what's in front of us. If I see a skunk, I'm going to say it's a skunk. I'm not going to sit there and say it's a beautiful bird when I know damn well it's nothing beautiful about it in front of me, because I would be lying to myself. I trust myself as a spiritual being, and we have to begin to do that. We have to begin to trust those things that are inside of us. And this is the whole premise behind self-invested and becoming self-invested. We no longer need teachers and gurus. That's not what self-invested is about. Even though these are some of what we would, quote-unquote, call teachers, masters, and those people who have done the work for many, many years, that's not what that is about. It's an opportunity for you to be able to see a peer, someone who is doing the work just like you, to express that with yourself. And so you have to begin to take these tools that we're talking about, that we share on the remix, that everybody who comes on this platform, and use the shit for real. Don't just use the shit when you're in a 911 emergency. You have to begin to use it every day in this thought process. If somebody were to walk up to you, punk, and start to ask you questions, you would be able to rely on hundreds of things that I've said out of my mouth that I've told people to do. You'll be able to reflect on different situations you heard from other callers and even things you've studied yourself. Well, now it's time for you to do that for you. You got to do that. Otherwise, all we're doing is playing with ourselves. Constantly. That's it. I told you guys almost 2 years ago, I don't want you walking fucking behind me, and I damn sure don't want you in front of me blocking my view. I want you to walk right beside me. Right beside me. And so beside me means, it doesn't mean sometimes you can't call in for guidance, because I need that. And if there's any person on this planet that thinks that they no longer need another human being to be with them on this planet, then I guarantee you their days are more numbered than they think. You understand? It's about that exchange. But if you bring me nothing, then I can only reflect back nothing to you.
Right.
So this is why I say, isn't it time that we come out of the fucking dark? Haven't you done enough work in the dark? Out of darkness is supposed to come light. Find your light, because everyone has it. It doesn't mean that we still don't have dark spots. I mean, the sun, the show that me and Brother Bilal did about the sun still has dark spots, and those dark spots are fighting to come into the light. And I just don't see enough fight. I see a lot of fight when it comes to bullshit, when it comes to starting rumors, when it starts to come to causing confusion and being about some negative fucking energy. But guess what? There is no fucking fight when it comes to our life. You have to have the fight in you to want to bring the darkness into the light. You know more than what you're giving yourself credit for. Absolutely everybody, that's over 2 million people who listen to the remix, should have a fucking Love Me book. Because that Love Me book will be there to remind you when you got people kicking you in your face, when you have people criticizing you behind your back, when you have people trying to sabotage your every move, when you have people telling you you can't do shit, when people are telling you you don't know shit, or when somebody thinks that they know everything and you know fucking nothing. That Love Me book is your divine reflection. As the song goes, I'm looking in the mirror, and the mirror is looking back at me. Don't ever look in the fucking mirror and see someone else's fucking reflection. So you've done enough work. I've talked to you enough that you should never call in and be fucking clueless, because you're not. And I'm sorry, I can't play that game with you, and I won't. You're not clueless. Now, if you have an honest question and you want to get some divine guidance, we can look at that, but you're not clueless.
Mm-hmm.
You're not. You've done so much work on yourself, but you keep taking yourself back to zero. We are both students and teachers. That's it. There is no fucking in between. I look at you as a peer, not as somebody who's lost. You're not lost by far. So real questions, we can work with that. We can work with that. If you want a little attention, you say, hey, Ms. Blue, I don't know shit. I just need some fucking attention. Okay, people do it all the time. They show out in the chat room. They call on the phone. They just need attention. This whole world is starving. No, I'm being real. For fucking attention. They want somebody to pay attention to them. That's real. There are babies dying on the planet from failure to thrive. Because ain't nobody paying attention to them. Nobody's holding them. Nobody's loving them. And nobody's giving them attention. You can die from that. For real. I just want you to understand where you really are. Because you calling in, like, we got to go way fucking back, like 5-6 years. And I don't know about you, but I don't even have the strength to go back there with you. And there's no need to go back there. You've done enough work that you ain't got to go that far back.
Right.
Not that far. Not that far. No, no, no. Maybe a couple of weeks. We ain't got to go back 5 years. Stop taking yourself back into darkness when you've already done the work to come into the light. It's not about knowing your future. It's not about predicting it, because nobody can fucking do that. And when they think they have, they are jumping up and down so fucking hard because they know that there was truly some fucking divine intervention. Everyone here is operating in free will. Everyone. There is not a person out here that is not using their free will. You have to respect your free will and know that you're making decisions every single day that Punk does this, Punk doesn't do this, Punk's supposed to take care of this, and Punk doesn't do this, Punk goes over here and hangs out, Punk decides to do this, that you are using your free will. Nobody has a gun to your head. Ain't nobody making you do it. I say the remix is the real left hand path. You ain't trailing up behind somebody's ass just because you think they got something that you ain't got. See, here, we keep it real for real. I don't need to put you on some new shit when you already got your new kicks on. The fuck I'm going to give you some more new shit for? Where are you going to put it? Do your work. Know your work is real. And know where you stand for real. Know where you stand. Playtime been over. And I'm not talking to you no more, punk. I'm not talking to you no more. But playtime has been over. We literally have people out here fighting for their lives. For real. Playtime been over. It's been over. Invest in yourself, punk. Invest in you. When is it going to be your turn? When is it your turn? Because that's what you're really saying. That's your really question. That's your real question. If you had to ask me, it's Miss Blue, when is it my fucking turn?
Yeah.
And my answer is when you can start investing in you. Aren't you worth it? You're not worth investing in? You have to be able to invest in you because you're worth it. You're worth it. And you got to know that. You got to know that you're worth investing in. No more dollar menus, you know? Invest in yourself. Invest in those things that you say, hey, this is something I really want to do for me. That's how you get your turn. You're never going to get your turn every time looking for a coupon or looking for the dollar menu or trying to see what you can get for free. You're never going to get it. Because it is your turn. And you've done work on yourself. So don't keep taking yourself back to zero. Make the Love Me book. And I know I've told you that before. And if I haven't, I said it enough. Make the Love Me book. So when you bump your head, when you're out of your mind, as B.O.B. says, you can open up that fucking Love Me book and know that you're worth it. Know that you can trust yourself. Know that what you're feeling is real to you.
All right.
That's what you got to do. So you want to know, it can be your turn anytime you decide to make it your turn. And everything will open up for you. But if you're not willing to invest in you, no one's going to invest in a relationship with you. They're not going to invest shit in you. Because they're going to feel like you don't do it to yourself. Why the hell would I do it? Invest in you. Do something for you. Do something for you for real. And you'll see things open up in a whole nother life for you. Yeah. Mhm. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I love you, Punk, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. I love you, Jennifer.
All right, beautiful. So true, you guys. I'm telling you, it's been one of those weeks. So many people have so many things going on, so many people hurting, and so many people have different things that they're dealing with, but they're fighting. You understand? They're fighting. And you have to stay and know that you can always trust yourself. Always. Always, 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 always. No buts about it. And stop starting all over from zero. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 330. You're live in the remix. 330. Okay, we'll come back because we can't hear you, 330. Going to the next caller, calling in from area code 855. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night, Miss Blue. It's Griffin calling from Jamaica. Yes.
Griffin from Jamaica. Hello, Griffin from Jamaica. Hello, good night.
How are you doing? Okay, yes, hello, good night.
I'm good.
Oh, I really wanted to congratulate Baby Blue for going to college and wish her
a beautiful journey. To college. No, she ain't going to college yet. Don't send her off. She got a whole another year.
I totally
she's going back to school, just regular school. No, don't send her back yet.
Oh, jeez. Sorry.
Don't send her back yet.
Sorry.
That's okay.
All right, well, I totally misunderstood. What I really wanted to ask you, though, Miss Blue, was there's a little thing with my sister's son, my nephew, and he kind of, you know, was playing football at the community center, and he apparently kicked the ball towards the goal, and it knocked on the wall and fell on a windshield and broke it. So when I came home, I was hearing about all of this. So what I'm getting now is, a gentleman came in onto the community center. This is where they generally, you know, the kids play football. And
mm-hmm.
he parked the car near to the goal where they were, you know, their makeshift goal or whatever they had. I wasn't there, so I didn't see. I'm just going on the accounts my mom and everyone else gave me. But so when he parked it there, the kids said that they told him to, you know, could you please kind of move it because you're playing football, and he didn't respond or whatever. So when the ball broke it, he kind of, you know, said that Nicholas' parents should pay for the windshield and all of that. And it ended up where he was, my sister was telling me that he was basically trying to get her to sign some document saying that whatever agreement that she would pay. But she simply said that she couldn't commit to anything like that. And so what we've done is kind of talking to, she plans to speak to his godfather, which is a police officer, to get some more advice.
Mm-hmm. You there, Griffin? Oh, Griffin, your call dropped. Yeah, his call dropped. Let's see if he calls back. I want to know what happened to the nephew. Griffin, call back if you're out there. Yeah, I want to see. I kind of got my own little take on it, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see. One of them nights you feel like getting down. Let's see. We're going to go to the next caller. I'm kind of jumping around on the board here. I don't even know. I'll see if Griffin calls back in. But the next caller calling in from area code 216, you're live in the remix. 216.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Oh, peace and greetings, Miss Blue. This is Belinda.
Oh, greetings, Belinda. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to call in to say thank you. I've learned a lot since I've been listening to your program.
Beautiful.
The best thing I've learned is that I've always thought about money or whatever, but I finally realized that when I have my health, and this in great health, my good health, mm-hmm. is that I can be the
yeah.
richest person in the world.
Did that so finally, true.
Finally kicked in for me, so.
Well, good. Good.
And, I've been doing healing on myself, which has been working.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, I've been doing healing on myself, which has been working. But
yes.
my question is, why do sometimes I just feel so tired sometimes, and I eat
mm-hmm.
the right things, drink the right things, but it's like my energy levels just go down sometimes.
And it really kind of, let's see here.
Sure, why
hmm.
is that? I'm better care of myself.
One of the things that I see for you, it's going to be really, really key, is that you make sure that you have a connection with the earth. And so you're going to need to spend as much time outdoors as possible. And even, you know, take off your shoes and make sure that you're walking in the grass and doing that. And that's just not for grounding yourself, but that's also for allowing sort of the energy to flow through your body and to flow out of your body. Belinda, what state are you in?
Cleveland, Ohio.
You're in Cleveland. And that's a really, really good place where you're at, because there's some really great energy healers there. And even though there is power definitely for you healing yourself and doing energy work on yourself, it wouldn't be a bad idea to find someone who is really, really into massage therapy and Reiki, that can do some Reiki and do that. That definitely can help you with that energy. Yeah.
Okay.
That can help you with that as well, too. So that you, and the reason I say that, just getting into your energy, is because it's going to allow you an opportunity for someone else to be able to feel those spots with yourself and be able to do it. And you can be in a comfortable place. And it'll do two things, because naturally you can work on yourself. We can always work on ourselves, and I think it's something we need to do more. But someone else doing that, you'll be able to be in the position where you can be doing internal work at the same time. Like when I get my massages and things done, there's different work that I do also internally, and you can do that too. So you'll be able to feel where your energy flow is and have someone else work on it from a different perspective, and that's going to help you too. But I really see that your energy moving through. You, everything looks really, really good. There's still a lot of spillage coming out the back of your heart chakra. And so actually you have a lot of energy compared to the leakage that is coming out the back of your heart chakra. And what that tells me is that you give of yourself too much. You're still giving so much of your life force energy away to other people and to other things that don't have anything to do with you.
Oh, okay.
So just kind of be mindful of that. Like, make sure you're taking that time for yourself. You know, like I was even telling the other caller, so whether that's going to get yourself a massage or spending the day in the bathtub and just relaxing, just really kind of minding your energy as well.
Okay. I try. It's kind of hard to do that right now because I'm really dealing with my daughter and her husband and my grandbabies.
I didn't told you to let them folks live their lives. Now we don't.
I know, Miss
Blue.
I'm trying to do that. Well, I am doing that, but it's better now. But it's that certain situations are happening now that we're working on, but they're not having get it right yet. But we're working on it.
Yeah, well, this explains why you have such a large, this is where all your life force energy is leaking out the back of your heart chakra. And this is why your energy is so low, even though, like you said, you're eating right, you're doing all of these things. What's going on? Why I don't have this energy? Because you're giving it all away, and you can't give it all away.
So I do definitely want you, when you're in the shower, to just see rays of light. You can really use indigo light coming in the back, towards the middle of your back, like where your heart chakra is, and then take some time to go into meditation and see butterflies flying back into your heart chakra, because that's where your energy is being depleted. But that is only going to just kind of seal it just for a little bit. I can even see as we begin to talk that energy is slowing itself down, but you're going to have to pull yourself back some. You really are. You're going to have to set some boundaries when it comes to your daughter and the family. Not that you can't be there to support, but it is stealing your life force energy. And when that happens, and your life force is coming out, so that's what sets up disease and different things in the body. And you've done right. so much work. Don't let that start to go in reverse for you. So okay. you're going to have those days that you say, well, these are the days, this day, this day, this day, I'm going to be there. On those days that you are off or you're not watching the grandbabies or you're not doing, be off.
Okay.
No, no, no. No more, no, I can't drop them off for 2 hours. No, they can't stay down here an hour longer. No. You got to take time for you. You have to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what it is. But keep doing that. But take this time and go get yourself a massage and let someone else work on you, too.
Oh, okay.
And then,
I'll look
you know,
at that.
Yeah, because you're in Cleveland. It's some excellent places there, brothers and sisters, that do work, you know, that you'll be able to connect with. So that's a real good space for you. But you are doing well. That heart chakra, though, I just happened to kind of go towards your back. It looks good from the front, but the back, you're pouring out energy, and that's why you're so tired. So you got to start. You got to start saying, you said you come in to get these kids at 5, get them at 5. Nope,
okay.
not a minute longer. You got to set
right.
those boundaries. Yes. All right. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Okay. Love.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think Griffin is back. Let's go. peace and greetings, Griffin. Are you back?
Yes, miss. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. So let's finish talking about the nephew. Is it the nephew?
Yes, miss. Yes. My nephew, Nicholas. Oh. Basically, I hope, I don't know how much you heard.
Well, we got all the way up into the part where your sister said she couldn't commit to that. And then
right.
She was going to talk to a friend who was a police officer. And that's where we
right.
left off.
Well, I guess that's really the meat of it. Because he actually had a police friend talking, someone who claimed to be a police, talking to my sister. And based on the conversation, I'm kind of feeling they're con artists. So, and the other thing that I'm kind of seeing is I'm noticing where towards this time of year, you know, certain little things will happen where Nicholas would kind of be the, at a, I don't know if it's
okay.
the cause of it, but
so,
it's surrounding him.
Right. So. I want to make sure that I understand. So was your nephew
yes.
playing football?
Yes, he was playing football.
He
and
was playing
he
football.
Was the one, yes.
He was the one who threw the ball, and he busted the window.
Right. Right.
Is he saying that he didn't do it, or he did?
What he's saying is he's responsible for kicking the ball, but based on what they're looking at, they're saying that, I mean, it's a soft ball. How could it really break the glass? And they're not really saying that he didn't kick the ball in it. What he's saying is that he doesn't really believe it broke the glass. And then why do you put it in a position where it can be broken, where we're saying, hey, could you kind of, you see us playing football here, why you brought the car here?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well, you know, I definitely would say this is a Nancy Lockhart question. She could probably advise you, but I'm going to give you the spiritual answer on
right.
it.
Right, right.
And here's the spiritual answer for it. Your nephew did kick the ball. It did hit the car. It did break the window.
Oh.
Okay. We're gonna take a look at the. We're gonna take a look at what happened. That's what happened.
Okay.
He kicked the ball. It broke the window. And did they ask the person to move the car because they were playing football? Yeah and no. I mean, sometimes I ask people in the chat room to stop acting crazy and doing things, but they keep doing it, right? So then I kick them out. Then I kick them out the chat room. When you don't want to be here, I kick you out the chat room, okay? So that's basically what happened with your nephew. Your nephew and them playing ball. The car pulled up. They said, hey, listen, we playing here. Can you move? They didn't want to move. The window got busted. You see?
So,
a busted window is about something in their life being shattered. You understand, about being shattered. So I want you to understand this when it comes from your nephew. And I want you to honestly answer this question.
Yes.
How many times has someone told him to do something and he hasn't done it?
Quite a few times, I would say.
Quite a few times. So yes. Now, what has happened is he's able to see this lesson in reverse. He asked the person to move the car because they were playing football, and they knew that, hey, if you don't move the car, you know, your car could get damaged. They knew that.
Right. Yeah.
They didn't move the car. So what he knew was going to happen, happened. So now, this is a good teaching point for him. When someone's asking him to do something, i.e. his mother or somebody in his family, he should listen. Because that's what happens to people when they don't fucking listen.
Yes, sir.
That's the spiritual answer. See, he gets a chance to see what happens when you don't fucking listen.
I understand.
You understand what I'm saying? That's what happened. Now, as far as whether or not he should pay for the window, I mean, really, you know, my thought is this. Was the car parked in a spot it could be parked in? Yes, obviously. Should they have been playing football where they were playing football? I mean, those are so many different variables. At the end state, I will tell you this, he's not going to end up having to pay for the window. You're not going to have to end up paying for it.
Okay, I was kind of wondering about that.
Hmm?
Yes, I was really wondering how, you know, I was wondering about that part there.
Yeah, well, you act like you busted the window, Griffin.
No, well, it's not like that, you know. It's just that it's, you know, my little nephew, and I'm just kind of concerned about, you know, him getting into trouble and, you know, what's
right,
the best
but guess
we
what?
Can do for him.
He's getting into trouble. You understand? That window was just an opportunity for y'all to see. You understand? To bring this shit to your attention. Check it out. This time he might have been in the right, but he don't fucking listen. And that's reckless when you don't listen. Just like that window got shattered, make him understand your fucking life can get shattered. So that's a teaching point that you can give to your nephew. Yes, you were correct. You asked the person to move. They didn't move. The window got busted. But here's the thing. I want you to think about when your mother has told you to do something, when your grandmother has asked you to do something, when you have asked him to do something, and you didn't do it.
Mm.
Just like in that instant, that car went from being okay to being busted, so could your life.
Mm. Is this?
Yep. All right. Get him to see it. Get him to see it. Because this is much, much bigger than the window.
Okay. Yeah, he's looking to go back to school now and all of that. So
he's what? Yeah. How old is he? 13?
He's 19. Oh. He's 19.
Ooh, what happened to him when he was 13?
When he was 13, oh my goodness, Miss Blue, I can't remember.
Well, think about it. Think about it. Because something significant shifted for him around the age of 13.
Okay. Around 13. All right. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Miss Blue, for the.
Yeah. Yeah. He's 19 years old. Yeah. In some countries, he's considered grown.
That's what his mother was teasing him and saying that she was saying, listen, you are grown now. They must swear to sue her. And she said, no, I'm going to sue you. And we were kind
that's
of laughing
right.
About
he's
it.
Grown. Yeah, yeah. But no, that's real talk. Just get him to see that, you know, there are people around him that love him and care for him, and they're giving him good words of wisdom. He better listen. Or just like that glass got shattered. His ass will get shattered. His dreams
oh,
will be shattered.
Oh, I wonder if it's when he broke his leg.
Probably from not listening either.
Well, he was playing football again, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to look into that one. But can I ask another quick question, Ms. Blue? All
right. Certainly. Certainly, Kristen.
Regarding my All right. Well, it was okay. The first one I really wanted to ask was, I kind of met my a new friend, and we've been together for a while, and we talk about a few things. But would it be? We're kind of talking about this idea about creating stuff and commissioning other persons to, you know, build those designs and art stuff. How you see that panning out, you know, as a venture for myself getting involved in that?
Real interesting. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Do you and this friend live in different locations?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We both live in Jamaica, but you know, I live one end of Kingston, they live a different part of Kingston. But we see each other very regularly.
Mm-hmm. I think it sounds good. It feels good.
Yeah. All right.
It feels really good. Make sure you handle your business and put those ducks in order for yourself. And just be clear about the intention and what you want to see happen. But it feels good, Griffin. It feels real good.
All right, Miss. All right, thanks a lot. All right. All right. The other quick one is about my spiritual guides. There are three I know of, and one I'm working with all the while. But the other two guys, I just can't really seem to get anything from them much, apart from fighting and stuff like that.
Can they do what? What do they do? Wait, what do they do?
Well, one you know that we talk about, and the other two.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get along, it seems, because the very first time I met him, he was, like, aggressive towards me, and the lady kind of had to step in. And the other guy, he doesn't really seem to speak much, so that just seems to be his demeanor. So I was just asking you, can you tell me about the guys? Because, you know, I'm kind of familiar with the girl, but the guys...
Mm-hmm. The one that you don't get along with, you're saying?
Yeah, the first time.
Okay.
He kind of attacked me, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not a spirit guide. That's a spirit.
Okay, so.
Your spirit guides are not going to be fighting you. They're not going to fight you. That's a spirit,
so,
not a spirit guide.
All right. So all right, let me just clear this up, Ms. Blue, because I have a drawing. The female entity, which I'm very familiar with, she's up front. The other guy who has the long ears beside her, and the one that attacked me, which is a spirit, he's on the other end. I believe that they were all three, you know, people that I need to work with. So the first time I met this guy, he had a red hood, red and black. He kind of thrust a sword at me, and the girl just kind of stepped in and said, no, you can't do that. So, you know, and he seems to hang alone because I see him in the dream world too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, well,
like
they can hang around. I mean, that's fine. I'll just tell you what I'm picking up. If you've already come to your conclusion, then, you know, work with that. I'm just telling you that you feel you need to work with them, something that's fighting you. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me what you're picking up. Let me not tell you my conclusion. Tell me what you're feeling from this person.
Well,
this
I mean,
person.
If you... Well, I think you said it. You said you feel you need to work with them, regardless if they're a spirit or a spirit guide. It doesn't matter. If you feel you need to work with them and that is helping you, then I say do that. Does that make sense? Do that. Doesn't matter what I say. Do that. If you feel I must work with this, work with it.
Mm. All right, Miss Will.
Yeah, I want you to work with that. Let me know how that goes, working with it. Particularly the one that that you're fighting. Because you're talking about an actual person.
We're not fighting, no. Is that the first time we met? That's how we got introduced. So
the first time you met, you guys got introduced.
Right, like that. So like I was meditating, and then that's how I came across them.
Okay.
So, because I don't get much communication apart from them, I feel very comfortable with the feminine entity or spirit guide. So I wanted to get some insight on who these other two are.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good thing about it is, I'll tell you what I see, and this can change, Griffin. Remember, you should be working, growing. This can change for you. I see five spirit guides around you, that's around your energy. If you're only seeing one, and that is the one that you're working with, and you're really not getting much from the other one, don't force it. Because maybe it's not time for you to get anything. And then you have to ask yourself, what are you trying to get from them? What is it that you want that they're not giving you?
Okay. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Because you said you're not able to get any communication. What are you trying to get from them? You know? What is it that you want them to do? If you want to connect with them, definitely you can go into the dream world. You can ask them. If they don't come forth, a lot of times, and the reason I say this, because we use the term spirit guides very loosely, but a lot of times they can be ancestors that are there, that are around you. And so those are usually the ones who are not so apt to speak very quickly. Your spirit guides will constantly speak because these are the ones that you've made agreements with, and some of them could have no connection to you whatsoever. It could be somebody from a whole different part of the world, a different part of the place, the world, somewhere else. In some cases, I have spirit guides that are from other planets and other worlds. So they don't really necessarily have to have a connection with you. Ancestors, a lot of times, will come and not say anything. So I really want you to keep working with it. You're a very intuitive brother. And see, because what I'm picking up is different from what you're picking up, and that could be all of nothing, but I see more spirit guides around you, and I also see ancestors, which are spirits. And you may be saying that that's a spirit guide, but in fact, that's one of your ancestors. Doesn't mean you don't need to work with them. But just recognize that you have a pantheon that is around you, and particularly you're a spirit brother, you do spirit work, you're going to have all kinds of things around you. But know that they're not all going to be there for that reason. You can't make something communicate with you.
I understand.
You understand? Right. And usually the ones that doesn't, those are more ancestors. Like people say, oh, my dad who passed away or mom who passed away, I've seen them, but they don't say anything. Most of the time, the ones that come and don't say anything are spirits. Most of the time, spirit guides are there. And if you connect with them, they will talk to you. They will communicate with you. They'll be able to get the message to you, what they're trying to say.
Right.
But I do pick up a guy around you, and he does have a hoodie on, and it's a spirit. It's not necessarily a spirit guide, per se, but a spirit. He's not there to hurt you. He's a spirit that is around you.
All right. I kind of want to ask you, okay.
Right. Go ahead.
What is he trying to say, or what are my spirit, our ancestors trying to say to me right now?
The first thing that you need to do is establish a connection with him, and you need to give him a name. Spirits, spirit guides, whoever, they don't care what you call them. Usually the only ones that really will lead you a lot of times, if you call them something and they don't want to be called that, they will specify it, but they really don't care what you call them. But he's looking for you to identify with who he is.
All right.
So give him a name so that he knows that you have acknowledged that he is there, and then you can start your communication from that.
Thanks a lot, Ms. Blue, for the insight.
Yeah, so work with that energy and let me know, because he is a guy, and he's not much older than you. You guys are almost about the same age, I see. He's a little older, but not much older.
All right, Miss Will. All right. Thanks a lot.
Did that help?
Yes. Well, you see, the thing is, I know we're on a remix, and I can't... Quizzy, so I'm just going to go work with it. Thank you so very much.
What you mean quiz me? No, you don't want to get the quiz in me, because I'll tell it
I should say quiz you. That I need to be careful how I use my... You know, like, you grab your sister, is like, listen, okay, so what is it? You know, like, so, no, it's not like that. So, okay, thank you so much. I'm going to go work with it.
Yeah, work with that. Let me know what you get with that. Yeah, you can say quiz me. I'll tell it. I'll tell it all. I'll tell what the fight was about and everything.
No.
Griffin, we're not going to go there. We ain't going to go there. You don't really want to go there. You think you want to go there, but you don't. You don't.
All right, Miss Lou. Love you so much.
All right, Griffin. Love you too. Peace and love. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, wow. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from. Oh, my goodness. 2 minutes.
Guess what? Guess what, Ms. Lou? This y'all's boy knows
things.
Hey, Ms. Lou.
How are you?
Hey, I'm all right, yo. Hey, I know we only got 2 minutes. Hey, but I've been going through a lot.
Hold on. Let me close them out, because we're going to have to go into the after hours. I was just saying, we ain't going into no after hours tonight, but we got no thing on the line. We're going to go to the after hours. If you guys are out there, and they are all sending you love from in the chat room, if you guys are out there, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So you can get on the phone lines. If not, you know what to do. Download. It's been a cool chat and chill. I'm not really trying to do nothing real heavy with y'all tonight. We just kind of kicking it, kind of chat and chilling, relax mode tonight, as we do. For all you magic makers out there, be sure to check your email, especially if you're self-invested, so that you can know what's going on. Be sure to get in touch with Nancy Lockhart. so that you can connect with her in the workshop she has going on. You don't want to miss that. I'm going to be in the house. Brother Bilal is going to be in the house and quite a few other remixers. And get over to the Remix Radio page tomorrow early. I'm going to earlier today, I am going to give away some tickets, three of them, to attend that workshop, and that's worth over $70 worth of giveaways to three Remix listeners. So if you're not a part of the Remix Radio page, you want to get yourself over there, and later on today, early in the morning, I'm going to start up until the time of the workshop giving away some tickets. So see you guys there. We're in the after hours. Much love, warm spirit, peace and love to you guys out there. Download, download, download. All right, no bang.
Hey, Ms. Lou.
Yes. All right.
Hey, Ms. Lou. Okay, listen,
yes.
Real quick. All right, fast forward. I haven't talked to you to almost a year. So
Fast
forward. I mean, to go backwards, my mom was murdered by ex-boyfriend on October 27th. So,
yes.
And now I got custody of my little sister.
Sister, yes.
But check this out. I had an opportunity to study in a mystery school, initiation school, dealing with the teaching by a Dogon priest named Master Naba. Have you heard of him before?
I have not, but that means nothing. I'm sure he's never heard of me.
That's what I'm doing right now. Like I'm in a school called the Earth Center, and we have different locations all over America, and we have a school up in Maritime, which we call Africa, and and that's where I'm at right now, man. I'm just getting that
beautiful,
and it's just dealing with how to become a better spiritual person, pretty much, man. But that's what I'm dealing with. Becoming a spiritual genius.
Aw, well, that's beautiful. You sound well, and yes, I did get your message, and, you are so amazing, and, your mother is definitely always smiling over you and your sister, just really very, very proud of you, and everything that you're doing, that you're going to do and continue to do. You started this journey, and that really just kind of prepared you for things to come, sometimes this human life can suck in so many ways, but it really prepared you. Your mother definitely, she knows that you've been making the right choices and the right decisions for yourself and your sister. And oddly enough, your mother, who life was taken by her boyfriend, he was the one who introduced you to consciousness.
Yeah, he pretty much introduced me to the chemin and melanin and all that type of stuff. Because I really wasn't into, I was dealing with physicism, dialism, that type of stuff. I really didn't want to deal with the black consciousness at that time, the African consciousness at that time.
Yeah. So, know that I'm so happy for you. And it's so good to hear from you.
I'm actually going to Africa for 3 weeks in December to Burkina Faso to study with the Dogons, because the Dogons are actually all over Africa. A lot of people just think they're in Mali, but they're actually all over Africa.
Beautiful.
I had a earth reading 2 weeks ago, and they pretty much told me that I need to make some offerings and stuff like that to get my energy clear. So I still got some stuff I need to get cleared up. But everything else is good, though. Everything else is pretty good. So I was just wondering, what do you think I should, dealing with the person who killed my mom, I forgive him, I always take the time to forgive him, because I know that he was still a baby. You know what I'm saying? So, what do you see about his energy?
Tell me that. Say that one more time to me.
I said the guy who killed my mom. Like, what do you see about his energy? Like, because I'll take the time. You know what I'm saying? To forgive him, because I don't want what he did to my mom to keep affecting me. You know what I'm saying? While I'm dealing my path right in my path right now. So, what do you see about his energy?
Well, here's what I will tell you. When you say forgive, what does that mean to you?
Like, I'm at peace for, like, what happened, you know what I'm saying, what happened, everything that happened to my mom, you know what I'm saying, I'm at peace with it. Because I know everything happened for a reason. So, that's how I see it when I say I forgive him.
Yeah. Well, here's something I want you to know. One thing I want you to remember this is that forgiveness is never about the other person. It's about you.
Mm.
And truth be told, you should never forget what happened.
Yes.
It's not meant for you to forget. Forgiveness is really about forgiving, giving forward. You understand?
Okay.
Giving yourself, not anybody else, giving yourself an opportunity to move forward. Has nothing to do with the other person. You don't have to forgive. Why? Allow yourself an opportunity to really be at peace with it. And you can be at peace with saying that you don't agree with what happened and to say all the things that you want to say about the situation. You could still be at peace with it. Because we know that one thing is for sure, everyone comes here and we all leave. And we have our free will of how that can be for us. That's not always easy for us as humans to get that. But I don't want you to fool yourself into thinking that forgiveness is the key.
Mm.
That's not the key. Now, if you understand forgiveness as being an opportunity for you to move forward, then I support you in that. But wanting to know what his energy is, that has nothing to do with you or your sister. Nothing. Do you understand what I'm saying? And in the real world, who gives a fuck about what his energy is like? Really? He made his choice. So he's got to be good. You understand what I'm saying? How could he not? That was his choice. Not yours, not your sister's. That was his choice. Let him sit with that. And you sit with how you are with it. Forgiveness is not being a nice guy. You understand that that has nothing to do with that?
Yes.
Nothing. You ain't got to never fucking forgive his ass. Ever. So, I want you to worry about you.
Okay.
And your sister. So that you two can continue to move forward. And, I heard you say something, and, you know, I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. And I heard you say that they told you that you need to give more offerings.
Uh-huh.
So you know I can't mix sugar with you. You know I can't do it. You already know I can't. You know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So I also want you to know, you better know your fucking magic for real. There is no organization, there is no group, there is no trip to Africa that can initiate you into the mystery system the way that your mother did. Don't let nobody fool you into believing that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, Miss Blue. I did have a feeling about that too. Just about the stuff I've been listening to when I listened to y'all show and Brother Panic, like, that did cross my mind.
Yes. Oh no. You don't need to do any of that. If you're doing it, you make sure that that is a divine calling. Because you want to know you want to know how you have been clearly initiated, entered into this, because you chose your mother to be your mother in this life. That's how you already know that you're there. You were born into this knowledge.
Yeah, because one thing they told me was kind of crazy was they told me, like, if I didn't make this offering, then, like, the next woman, if I ever got married, that woman would kill me. And I was like, huh? Like,
let me tell you something. If it don't feel right, I don't give a damn who it's coming from. It could be coming from me or anybody else. Don't you do that shit. If you want to take your ass to Africa, there are brothers and sisters, and you know them, from Wayne Chandler to Brother Yasir Hotep. It's tons of them that take trips to Africa. And guess what? They ain't going to tell you. You got to give them no motherfucking offering. Don't get caught up in bullshit.
Yeah.
I know that this is a difficult time for you, and you do need a support system. You understand?
Yes.
Do need a support system. I can see that. But you can't. That's not some shit you can buy. You can't buy that. You can't buy that. You were born into that. You came back for that. You can't buy that at all. I'm doing a priestesshood right now of sisters who chose themselves. I didn't choose them. They chose themselves to do that. They know that this is their work. How is somebody going to tell you if you don't give this offering, then the next woman you meet, she going to turn around and kill you like your mama was? Are you crazy?
Oh, man.
You let someone speak them kind of words over you? You better know your magic. You better get to downloading these shows for free and going back into the archives so you can get yourself back into balance, because that is some bullshit for real. Anytime you questioning whether or not you really know what you're doing and you on the right path, all you got to do is think about your mama and tell her you love her. You chose her to come back to do this work. So it may be some good things there.
So you're saying, like, doing these initiation courses, you think I shouldn't even bother with it, or?
I think that if somebody is telling you that if you don't give up some money, that the next person you marry is going to turn around and kill you, it's some bullshit. That's
okay.
What I know. I know that. I'm not thinking that. I know that's some bullshit. That's bullshit. Dr. Phil Valentine has courses. He has classes that he has. I have the self-invested. It's many brothers and sisters out here teaching classes, and ain't nobody going to tell you if you don't give some damn money that your damn next girlfriend going to kill. Like, really? Like, what kind of fear factor is that?
Damn. All right, I just want to ask you one more thing. Now, dealing with my little sister, like, what do you see with that? Like, dealing with her.
You're doing a wonderful job with her. I think you need to be more cautious about the company you just kind of leave her in and really get some good, get some positive things going for her. But I'm really not feeling like some of the things you just kind of dropping her off at. No.
Okay. I see exactly what you're saying. I'm
not feeling that. I you need to be more selective about where she is. I mean, she's young. She's going to want to hang out where it's cool, where it's fun for her. But you need to give her, no, that's not good. You really need to get some more structure. Get her into some activities. Really get some positive role models around her. And be very cautious about where you're just letting her stay tonight and where you're just dropping her off at.
Okay.
No, I'm not liking that. I'm not liking that at all. Yeah.
Okay, I feel what you're saying, too, because I did have to, she was having to stay over, like, different people's houses. I was working at night. I'm doing a night shift from, like, 6 to 3, so I had to drop off at my cousin's house or my aunt's or someplace like that, but I'm actually not working at the hospital anymore, so now she's going to be able to stay home with me every night. So.
Yeah, and that's best. That's best. Mm-hmm. That's where a big part of your guidance and all of those things need to go with your sister. No. Uh-uh. Giving somebody some money so they could tell you what the fuck you already know? Really?
Hey, and something else is crazy, like, he had one of the questions they asked me was like, so have you been like arguing with any of your family members or anything? And I was like, nah, it's not really an argument. It's just like I had loaned them some money, and like I just asked them that I just need that money back because I'm not gonna be working just a particular job anymore, and I'm gonna just need that money just to help pay some bills or whatever. And then he was like, if I have given anybody some money, I should have made an offering to my ancestors first. I'm like, what? Like, I didn't even know I would have to do that. But he was just pretty much telling me that before I even
and
give anybody
money.
You know,
people have different belief systems that they have. And by no means do I tell you to disrespect anybody or do I disrespect anybody's belief system. What I'm telling you is that your responsibility is yourself first and your sister second. You shouldn't be loaning nobody no fucking money. Period. You understand what I'm saying? Anything that you got left is for you and your sister. Period. Period. That's it. That's it. That is it.
Yo.
It's a whole lot of choices that you're making that are being done for all the wrong reasons. So you really need to get a grip and slow yourself down, hit the books, study. There's all kinds of people that you can find yourself connected to in the conscious community. Follow your heart on that. When some shit don't feel right, let it go. If you want to say you learned anything from the remix, that is one to take to the bank.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm devoting my life to this spiritual work, like, and I don't know. And I just felt that this step towards the Earth Center would be a good step for me to help me develop me spiritually. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason, like, I went in this direction.
I understand, and I'm not even saying it's the wrong direction. I'm just telling you that's some bullshit. If somebody is telling you that you need to give money or else the next girl you with is going to kill you. Like, how devastating is that to tell somebody whose mother was just murdered? Who does that? You trying to tell me that's spirituality? For real? Well, then I say go stand on the corner with some fucking gangsters because they won't even do no dumb shit like that. If that's spirituality, then we real fucking lost.
Damn. I like that. I like that a lot.
You know, go put on your suit and go back to church. They ain't going to tell you somebody's going to come kill you. What kind of gangster shit is that?
Hey, I ain't going to lie. I've been thinking about going to church, back to church, too. Now I'm just saying, I ain't even thinking about going to church.
You would be safer. You would be better off. At least when they pass the plate around. When they pass the plate around, you can put a dollar in. Ain't nobody going to mess with you.
That's true.
No. You need good people around you and people who have a pure heart. I know a lot of times we're looking for things, but that's why I always say, look for a motherfucking pure heart. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Not all these
hidden
agendas. These hidden agendas, you know? So they going to
take
you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I was just going to get this information and go on by my merry way. Like, I didn't really want to stay with this particular movement that they got. You know, so I just wanted to get the information and go on by my way. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm my own person at the end of the day.
Well, you know, that's a very abnormal thought. But at what cost are you going to do this? At what cost?
Yeah, I know that's right.
You understand, and I literally mean at what fucking cost? At what cost are you gonna do?
Oh damn, Ms. Blue.
You know the information that's here on the remix from Brother Bobby Hemet to Brother Panic, from Brother Wayne, myself, Brother Bilal, Queen Afua, everybody who's come on this platform is worth more than money could even ever buy. Ever.
And, yeah, true. And it's free, too, so. And it's practical, too, so.
So when you say, I was just going to get this information and leave, so you pimping, too. They pimping you, and you trying to pimp. Well, I say pimps need to hang out. If you want to let them pimp you, just know what you're doing.
I got some more reflecting to do then, for real.
Yeah. No. You don't need them to take you to Africa to meet the damn Dogons? What they going to say when you get there? Give them some money? You know what? No.
Yo, all right. That sounds good. Hey, I appreciate it. Everything you do,
yeah.
Ms. Blue, I appreciate it.
Well, peace and love to you.
You sound good too, Miss Bro. Like I can tell your energy is real good right now.
I'm very relaxed right now.
You've been around Brother Planet a lot too, because you've been cussing a lot too.
Well, you know, truth be told, I was cussing before then. I don't do it always. I'm not going to say that didn't have some sort of influence, but, I didn't do it always. But, yeah, I curse. I don't do it all the time, but I do. Y'all make me curse. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. I need to curse.
We need
I need to be
time.
Cursing you a little. Yes, you need to be getting cursed out more.
I need for you to curse me out. It makes me strong.
Your mama is sitting there saying, tell him, girl, tell his ass. He know better than that shit.
Oh man, you true.
Tell his ass. Your mama initiated you. So the next time somebody say, well, who told you could do that? My mama. That's what you tell him. My mama told me.
Yeah, Ms. Blue, you so right. Hey, I appreciate this too, Ms. Blue.
All right. All right, well, peace and love, and keep in touch, and let me know how you're doing, and stop just dropping baby girl off places.
Hey, I will, Ms. Blue. I'll keep in touch.
I appreciate it.
All right. Peace and love.
Peace.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, I think that's a really good note to end the show on. What do you guys think? I think that's a great note for us to close out on right there. But, you know, it's a good thing for us to begin to reflect ourselves on and to begin to understand, to know that, you know, so when we're getting into different things and we're looking for something, you know, earlier in the show, I talked about how most of this is for some form of attention, you know. A lot of times when I'm doing past life readings, there are different themes that come up that get activated in this particular life based on different things that happen in the past life. And here, somehow, there's always a part of us that is connected to that in most cases. And sometimes those things can be very challenging for us. And sometimes we need sort of these explanations of having readings to really get a greater understanding about what that is, you know. And so this is what the quest is for. The quest is for know thyself. That's the greatest quest. Don't forget that. Don't forget to go back to the foundation, to know that all of this lives within you. It doesn't mean you know everything, but know that the answer to everything does lie within you. And so if you're connecting yourself with someone or something, or no matter what it is, know that you always take that reflection back with inside yourself and really get back into what I love to talk about, feelings and emotions, because you'll be able to feel it. You'll be able to know the connection that it has with you. And that's what you're really connecting with, that spirit. The answer doesn't live in your mind. And so sometimes we can really get carried away with the words we can say, the information that we know, and the things that our brain can hold. The brain is not even designed to hold information, but we've made our brains like computers to just hold information, just to be able to spit it out. Just like a computer, you know. But when a computer starts pulling up all kinds of screens that you didn't click on or that you didn't ask for, and information starts to come and it goes into overload, and it finally crashes and burns, it's no good to anyone. So don't live your life like a computer. Really live your life like you're a spirit in this reality, creating this reality for yourself. You guys are magic makers, and you've done so much work. We all have. And everyone is still learning, and we're still growing. And we have amazing brothers and sisters who this is our work. But by no stretch of the imagination does it make your role and whatever that work is for you any less important. And also, there's nothing wrong with being human. You came back here to balance out the two energies, to learn how to be a spirit living in this human world. And so there are certain things that we have to take care of at this level. Those are first and foremost. Can't be so spiritual that you can't function here, because that doesn't work. It just doesn't work. I say all of that so that we can have this reminder, because every single caller here tonight, I know for me, was a great reflection. It was an opportunity to really begin to reflect and to go back. This is why I told you that I am a new beginner. I'm not going back to zero. I'm at the beginning of a new phase, of a new era, of a new time. And that's where I've asked you guys to join me in your journey too, to start from that place, you know. It doesn't matter what yesterday was like. It doesn't matter what 2 years ago was like. It doesn't even matter what 9 months ago was like, because you always have the opportunity to start from where you're at and move forward. Be present, because there's power in being present and being in the moment. It's power being here. By the way, I want to tell you guys this. Earlier this week, I got a chance to speak with Brother Bobby Hemmett, and it just touched my heart so much to hear him be so clear, and to hear him speak. And I know that you guys have been there supporting, like myself, supporting Brother Bobby before, during, and will continue to support him and his Queen Linda. He sends his love. He's very grateful for all of the work, energy, that and donations that everyone has sent from around the world. And to let you guys know that he does send his love back, him and Linda, and they really are just so, you know, thankful for having us in their lives and really, really helping them, assisting them as we continue on our journey and they continue on their journey. It's so many ways that we can give, and for those of you to continue to give, because you will always receive. It is a give and take. Brother Bobby Hemmett has given us so much knowledge, so much information. He's been a big part of my journey, and I know many of you guys' journey as well. So let that live in your heart and come from that position. And do always, in every situation, what your heart is calling you to do, what your spirit is moving you to do. Your mind will tell you all kinds of things. It'll want to say and do and jump up and down and act out and be angry, be happy, be sad. And, you know, your mind plays a big role in that too. And sometimes we forget that because we're all really empaths. Especially those of us who consider ourselves to be conscious, we're highly empathic. We're empaths. So we're feeling everything. Some shit happens in China. We feeling it way in New York. Some shit happens over in Florida. We're feeling it in California. You know? Something goes on in outer space. The solar flares happen. We're feeling that. And you would be less than a person who's doing your work if you could not feel that energy moving through your body. So it's always about you being connected to your work. And really, that's why I say those two things. And I know sometimes y'all laugh because I say it all the time, but the pure heart and the clear mind, that's powerful shit right there. You want to know how to tap into your magic? Get a clear mind and a pure heart. When you begin to do things from that position, it will move you beyond anything and everything. You know, I was sitting here tonight and I was thinking, you know, as I was getting done, because like I said, it's been a busy week. It's been a beautiful week. I've been able to, in the readings, connect with some of the most amazing brothers and sisters from all around the world. Talk to them about their past lives, this lives, future lives, baby lives, what's going on with the children and everything. And when I start to think about all the stuff that's going on, because there's so much going on, but then I really, 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 because, you know, spirit sometimes whisper music to me. I'm a musical baby. I'm a baby that loves music. And that is the way sort of the divine sort of kind of bathes things to me. And it's one of the ways that it really just helps me to get into my energy through the frequency and vibration of sound and color and music. I love it. It really got me to the point, you know, tonight I was thinking, okay, so I got to get back. I got to do the show. You know, I want to do this. I'm going to do this. Looking forward, not only for myself, but for others who are around me and those that are connected to me. And I took a moment, even in the midst of all of that was going on, and I said, you know what? It doesn't matter. None of it matters. All that matters is for me to have a pure heart and a clear mind and to be at peace with that. And so I can come before you guys and we can sit back and we can kick it. We can be in a chat and chill. You understand? We can have those shows when we like to feel like we're so deep and we're so spiritual. And we are. We are. But the truth of the matter is we're always that. We came here being that. And we can share our stories. Sometimes those are things of love and sometimes they're things of pain. And sometimes they're shit. It just really sucks. That's just the truth of the matter. Sometimes we got to call out bullshit. Sometimes we have to kind of overlook people. And sometimes we just have to sit still and be quiet and be with ourselves and be okay with that too. You know? So, Friday night, I don't know about you guys. There's no other place I'd rather be than sharing it with my soul group, you guys, because you're the ones that's really making the world go round. A lot of people are talking about the sun flipping. You know, I was reading that a couple of weeks ago. I think you guys seen people have put it up on Facebook, and we talked about the sun. And their scientists are boggled. Their minds is boggled because they're trying to figure out why this shift, this flip did not happen from such a long time ago. Because it should have been happened. It is our energy. It is the love that we have. It is us working on ourselves because that's what true love is. Working on yourself. Doing the work that you came back to the planet to do. So they want to know why the sun has not flipped? Because of your consciousness. And every time you raise that frequency and that vibration, it causes things in the universe to do what it needs to do in order to support not me, not you, but everyone's divine message. We're all causing the solar flares, you see, the earthquakes, the tornadoes, all of this. This is cosmic energy for real. In the Know Your Magic audio workbook, I talk about cosmic orgasms. When we begin to put this energy out there, a lot of this energy is being reflected right back to us. From this dimension that we're in. And it's showing it to us in real time. In real time. So it's a good weekend to reflect on those things. And really to understand that none of that, absolutely, absolutely none of those things matter. The only thing that matters and the only thing that is real is love. And anytime we begin to step outside of those constraints, it's almost like running out of air. It's like running out of your life force. It's like running out of your energy. When you step out of love, you're free-falling, for real. Because that's the only thing that matters. Nothing else. Nothing else matters. So I want you guys to take that with you. I was going to give away 3 tickets tonight to support the sister Nancy Lockhart, but I'm going to give it away over on the Remix radio page. And so I'll put some things up. I want you guys to share some comments about the show. Share some things about what's going on in your life. Share some things that have been helpful for you to be helpful to other people. And it can be about any subject, anything that you want to talk about. Put it there. And I'm going to go over there and gift that to 3 people sometime during today, which is the 17th, Saturday. So I just want to wish you guys peace. I want to wish you love until Sunday night. Have an amazing weekend. And remember, you know, just remember some of the things we talked about.
Oh,